I was backstage at a festival in Germany, talking to a cute fair-skinned brunette. I asked her if she wanted to have a beer and if she liked our set. I noticed that her hair was longer in the back. I figured that's because she's Canadian. That's why I was surprised when she told me she was fully lesbian. That's when I realized it was Sarah. Or maybe it was Tegan. I'm pretty sure that it was Sarah. Cause Johnny Sampson said she was a cooler one. I told her I was a big fan of her band. She asked me if I had a favorite song. I admitted that I never actually heard them, but I like Katie Lang. I told her that she knows about the Junos and how they got rocked 3 times in a row. And then I asked her if she knew of anyone who was selling pills or blow. That's when I creeped out Sarah. Or maybe I just pissed her off when I asked her if her sister and her had ever had a threesome where they both ganged up on one girl. A 4G or a 5-some? Do they think strap-ons are groovy? And have they ever seen the movie Bounded? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? Sarah said she preferred Gina Gershon, Angelina Jolie in the Gia movie that was on HBO. And if these walls could talk, made Tegan cry a lot. After that, I forgot what she said. That's the problem with diazepam. So many things I don't remember, but I got a sinking feeling. It's not that I'm a flare-up, but I think I creeped out Sarah. I was creeping out on Sarah. I hope it wasn't Tegan, cause Kiva said she is the cooler one.
Campbell Benzonato, he was on the heels waiting for mail. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers who route on the corners where they're sparing for champs. I started thinking, you know I started tricking. I don't really remember too much of that deal. Something struck me funny when we ran out of money. Where do you go now when you're only 15? With the music execution and the talk of revolution. Beats and me, when it goes out, came on the boat.
Yeah. coming. It's just ability, that reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink into a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
hamburgers or steak. Elijah Muhammad or the welfare state. But I know. And I know because of KRS-One. Yeah, and I know. And I know because of KRS-One. Because he's dropping, dropping, dropping science, dropping history with a whole leap of style and intelligence. Yes, I know. And I know because of KRS-One. Yeah, and I know. And I know. To pay no money for hear the same old sound. Watching will take hip hop to a higher ground. Cause I know. How do I know? And I know because of KRS-One. Yeah, and I know.
Listening to The Art of Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking. Phone Lurking.
I call you on a telephone.
On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation.
This is United States calling our rear reaching.
Come in close. Closer. Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you. My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Hit it!
Okay, welcome to the Art of Phone Lurking.
Oh my god. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Hit it!
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. What's so damn funny? You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly. How much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Or do most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
Look, yeah.
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. We can all have, like, a big orgy on that couch.
No, actually, I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. My, I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital words.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers, and then I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting
monkeys? Well, we're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
Then you delete my freaking number.
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Choo-choo.
Nice.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. We are moving forward with our technology. My high-pitched noise is gone because I went back to my cheap $20 mic. So I guess sometimes cheap is better, and that's why we're starting about a half an hour late, because I had to fucking figure out if it was the mic or a setting, and Sloth helped me figure out it was the mic. So that's what I get for trying to advance my show.
Shout out to Sloth.
Yep. Tonight we have on the show with us Sloth. Welcome, Sloth. I don't know if you'll be around all night. Sometimes he disappears. Jag TV is joining us again. Welcome, Jag.
Hi.
We got Dwight, almost as usual. Welcome, Dwight.
Yes, I make with the masturbations.
Yes.
And we got Askba Cactus.
Hello there.
Greetings. So we got the show started. I wasn't sure if I was going to do a show. Matter of fact, I didn't decide until fucking maybe 4 o'clock today, so 6 hours ago with that, and so I didn't really put much together, but I had a couple of numbers. Let me go check to see if those are available. A couple of revenge numbers. Well, kind of revenge. One of them's a funny story. One of them's kind of a funny story because there's a... Well, let me see if I can find it. Give me just a second.
Yes. The show is live on 5/19/2014.
Yes. Here it is. Alright, so I'm going to throw a link up in the chat room, and there's a bar not too far from here, and somebody, it used to be called The Alibi, and they changed the name to, oh, I got to close that, okay, they changed the name to Effin Bar and Grill, like E-F-F-I-N, Bar and Grill, and there's this fucking group called Citizens for Civility. So, civil and then I-T-Y, civility, right?
Civility.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Civility. So it's this, and they got a Facebook and everything, and anyways, they're against us, and they've been protesting it, and pretty much the owners are like, yeah, thanks for the publicity, because they're all mad, right? And it's a fucking biker bar. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? And not to mention, they don't got, like, fucking bar and grill. It's effing. Who's to say what that means, right? We all know, but who's to say? So
true.
So here's a link to that shit. And I was thinking about, it was just an idea, but what do you guys think? We could call the bar. I wish I had the number for the people from the Citizens shit, but I don't. But we could call the bar as the Citizens people, you know, I don't know, threaten to just go in there rampage shooting or, you know, I don't know.
No, bomb the place, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm... I don't know. I really wish I had the other people's numbers, because I got their Facebook. Their Facebook's gone.
Oh, no.
Their Facebook is gone. It wasn't gone hours ago. I'm going to guess the people were adding themselves and being rude. Well, I guess that's better that way, because otherwise we would have had to... just blend in. Like, we want to just blend in. So, I don't know. That's an idea. Anybody, this place totally has glory holes. It could. So, if you guys want, we can call them. Let me see if I got their number. I don't. I thought I had their number. Son of a bitch. Well, I can look it up. So, anybody got any ideas for that one?
I like your idea.
All right. I don't really have one. I just said we could call those people.
Yeah, I'll call them and tell them they should be ashamed of themselves.
Whatever
yeah.
you say. Whatever you say, sir. Your idea. No.
All right, hold on. Let me look them up. That's effing Barn Colonel. Okay. Okay. All right, good. I got their number. No, there's another effing bar and grill in Albuquerque.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to call, or I'm gonna have to type in my town's name, Davenport. That ain't my town's name. Let's see, it's not popping up, so maybe it's still under Alibi. But see, this is what happens when I'm lazy all week. I don't get any numbers ready, and we just go off the seat of our pants.
That's fun, though. More risk.
It can be. It can be. All right. We'll try this number, but this is the Alibi's number. I don't know if they switched numbers or not. A lot of businesses don't, but it's a fucking bar. Who really calls a bar? You know what I mean? They probably don't receive too many phone calls. People just go to the place. So. Turn up Mixler a little bit. Okay, I'll do that.
Fucking Dwight.
How's that? Is that a little better? I turned up my mic. That's the problem with this. Well, I guess I could turn up my sensitivity too. Is that at all better?
Turn it up.
Sloth is telling me I should turn it up, so I don't know.
On Mixler, not your mic. Just on Mixler.
Okay, on channel 1 or channel 2?
Oh, just a little bit.
I bumped them both up. They're both up again, so they should be pretty good now. At least decent. Either way, that fucking ringing's gone, right? All right, Dwight. Remember, this is the fucking... It's the Citizens for Civility. The other one just opened, so maybe it's not listed yet. Because literally this sign just went up, and people were out there protesting, approaching healers, yelling at them and shit.
God.
I know. Seriously, we have teenagers getting shot pretty regularly in the inner cities, and this is on the outskirts, and this is what these fucking people want to worry about? Well, I guess them teenagers are just the wrong color. Well, that's what it is.
I see they're also bitching about the Walmart up there, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Up in Whitehall?
Yep. Good luck stopping the Walmart.
Wait a minute. What? Are you in... I don't know if you want to say what state you're from.
I've said it. I don't care. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. There's a Whitehall in Ohio. I didn't know. So you're... I get okay. Never mind.
Yeah, there's people commenting on that ad about. Oh, there must be spillover protesters from the Walmart. Yeah. I was gonna tell them that. I was gonna say that I'm on my way to the protest. I'm at the Walmart. How do I get to the bar?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is they actually have a date where they're all gonna go there and protest. And I told my buddy, as much as I don't really give a shit about bikers at all, I said. They should all fucking just sit out there and as some people are yelling, just make it so their voices aren't even heard. That's like the best way to shut up a protest is a loud fucking noise.
Yeah.
And those protesters don't want to fuck around too much, especially with people that are drinking and have one of those I don't give a fuck attitudes.
Yeah.
I'd sit outside by the protesters drinking a beer going, this is a good effing bar.
Well, and probably the biggest thing is the fucking ridiculousness of why they're mad. You know what I mean? It's like...
They try to explain it away. They're like, oh, effing is a town in Ireland, and we serve an effing vodka.
There is something called effing vodka, too, but they're just... they're just being clever with their name. Here's the thing. So you got people who are mad about swear words and other things that are kind of like swear words? Fuck you. You know what I mean?
Fucking river.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Swear words shouldn't even be illegal. You know, I mean, if somebody wants to put my cocksucking bar up on their sign, they should be allowed.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's a fucking word.
Well, there's legislation to allow discrimination against gays and business establishments in some places, but then they also don't want you to be able to choose what the fuck your restaurant is called.
Bullshit.
That's up.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on legalizing weed.
That's right. Pranks are canceled. Political show.
We're going
political.
Yes.
We're going fastballs.
Balls. All right.
Anyways, we're going to bail on that one. I got another one I'm going to try, and then we can just start doing church numbers, whatever we want. So sorry for the slow start, guys. I just had a couple of numbers I wanted to knock out of the way. Now this one, this is another revenge call from my buddy. He said this lady's, like, broken in her head. He says she might, like, seriously be fucking damaged. So, and we don't actually know her name, but we have a number that she calls from. And I'm going to refer to her as Miss Davis, and hopefully I get a response. And then I'm just going to just freeball it for a second and see how weird I can make it. Because I don't really want to be, like, super mean to her. Mostly I just want to be weird. Because he said she's, like, schizo, kind of, you know, like, not quite right kind of thing. So it's not like I want to start a fight with her. Plus, I think she's older. So I'm just
going to... That's new. Start a fight with herself.
It really ain't a revenge call either. He just wanted to know if I wanted to call the crazy lady. I have one other number for her too, if nobody answers. So far, no answer? It did no answer by itself? I didn't push anything. I didn't know they could do that. Did you guys ever see a phone do that?
I don't think so.
Hey, who's adding numbers? Quit it. Oh, you're trying to... What are you trying to add, Dwight?
It's a very special friend.
Hold on a second. We'll do your friend in a second, okay?
Ooh.
I want to try the second number for that lady.
Sexy.
And it's probably just that person you always like to anchor every week.
I think I know who it is. We called him.
Well, it's in Hawaii, I can tell you that.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Turbo's favorite person.
You have reached 2-3-1. Invalid entry. To record your message again.
All right. So, we're batting real good out of my buddy's fucking revenge numbers.
Yeah, we are.
I keep feeding them to me. It's not an insult, but they never answer. But it's pretty late here, so some people... That's why you gotta just... They're almost daytime numbers. You calling, Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello. No one is available.
Oh, fucking Herman.
God damn you, Herman. All right.
Herman Dick.
All right, so hold on a second. Let me open up the fucking super awesome super lookup. What's a super lookup? I said that before I did it. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? The fucking...
Yep. And the Yelp check-ins, those are fun.
Yeah. And he did the Craigslist one, which was awesome. I'm so glad he did that. He was talking to me, and I was telling him that it'd be awesome if he could do that, and fucking half an hour later, it was there. So, pretty much, if you can think of a concept of a place where numbers are left, fucking... All you gotta do is tell Dashy. It's nice having fucking crazy computer whiz. Oh, dude, a Monopoly game from the 30s. I almost want to just buy that because it's cool. They got wooden pieces.
True.
All right, let's look at some stuff. So, if you guys want to fucking jump into there too, just start looking at some numbers. And we'll just go on random mode again. Here's a... The good thing is, too, the pictures pop up so you can kind of see your item. You know, if it's something weird.
Good choice, Sloth.
I'm sorry, what Sloth said?
Just eavesdropping in the chat.
Ah, okay. Anybody else looking up numbers, or is it just me?
I will.
I'll move quicker if I need to, but this allows me to actually kind of surf through it.
You just want, like, random, like, maybe, like, Craigslist, or...
I'm under Craigslist, if you go under something else.
Okay.
Like, any kind of... Or if we got church numbers. How did you guys get some church numbers?
I Palindrome got it for us. I can give you the thing. It's a new church in Nebraska or something like that. I can give you...
What time is it, Nebraska?
Oh, good question. What is it? Is it an hour behind? I can't. I know. I don't know time zones very well.
What is? What are these numbers that you're throwing up, Dwight?
Last name Dick.
So okay, I'll just click one and you can call. I'm looking up more. Okay. All right. There you go. Man, there wasn't much under the Craigslist shit.
Thanks, George.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm downloading that directory.
Okay.
That's what it is.
And the cool part is... leave a message for Leslie Dick or Audrey Wallen. Thank you.
Oh, we talked to those bitches last night.
Oh, nice.
Hold on. Oh, hey. Wait, oh, hey.
Hey, Dick.
Hey. Hey. Oh, hey, hey. Sorry,
that was the one that laughed Turbo off the phone.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, it was on Sloth Show, wasn't it?
Where do you find the numbers? You just scroll down.
If you go to the big check in, and I just type in, you know, I'm looking for a person. I put Dick.
No. Oh. I'm saying I'm in this directory because it's everybody's name or pictures and shit.
Yeah. It has all their pictures. And then
my God, who compiles this kind of information for us? This is a lot of work somebody did for us.
Yeah, it's super awesome, man.
They have a lot of people that go to their fucking church.
Call another Dick while you're compiling.
Yeah.
Hold on. We can...
Wow. Like, Dick.
You almost got to study one of these to see, you know, who you want to... There you go. There's your Dick.
Yeah, I did something I'm not entirely proud of last show. It's not that big a deal. That too, Dwight. I do that all day, though. We don't have to talk about that part. Hopefully we just don't get the same person.
Hello.
Hello.
Dick residence.
Hi.
Hey. Are you alright?
Carissa.
It's about your grandson. Hello. Your grandson's in jail.
Oh, what do you want?
Your grandson, he's in jail.
Oh, God.
My granddaughter.
Yeah, she's in jail.
And she's gay now.
She likes the muff dive.
Jail turned her gay. But this is all a dream, so if you just hung up the phone...
Oh, I can't hear everything you say.
It's gay for the stay.
I love you, Grandma.
Your granddaughter is gay for the stay. Yeah. Why she's in jail, but if you go to bed, this was all a bad dream.
I love you. Goodbye.
Ooh.
This is the ghost of Christmas future.
This is death calling. I just want to make an appointment for tomorrow. Alright, I'm hanging up. I couldn't, dude. It's hard to mess with somebody who you know.
As soon as she answered him,
you can hear the phone shaking in her hand. Her fucking old fucking nerves.
You can hear the clock in the background. Oh, wait.
And that's mine. All right, let's see. Who do we want to call? What's awesome is there's all these pictures of people, too. Because they all go to the church, so you can kind of see what they look like. And then if you had time, you could Facebook all these people and find out who they are.
Yeah, that'll last us hopefully a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. So anyways, let's call. I want to call somebody from the church. Who wants to do a church call?
I just did a whole hour's worth, so you guys go ahead.
I'll do one, but who's the pastor?
Let me go back up to the top. Alright, this building is fucking nice. Let's see, this is Pastor Greg Bouvier. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, I'll just say Pastor Greg.
Yeah, this is Pastor Greg, senior pastor, and then there's, hold on. And then there's Pastor Rhonda, who's an associated pastor.
I'll be
Rhonda.
And
then there's Pastor Eric Bostrom. Then Pastor Jerry Fry. So there's actually four pastors.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a huge church, man. You can tell. This is one of those mega ones. Well, and here's some staff. Let's see. You could be Cliff. He's facilities manager.
Cliff the janitor.
Yeah, it's Cliff.
Dwight Cliftington.
Miss Garin. Here, I'll just put his fucking name in there. Hold on. Here it comes. So here's the name. There. All right. So you can see your Cliff, and he's facilities manager. So he's in charge of facilities. You know.
Yeah.
God, there's all kinds of stuff. You could worship arts. Okay, let me look up. Okay, because there's some other people who are staff. Like you could say the communication coordinator, Amy Wagner. You can say how she was caught doing something. I don't know. I mean, you could just.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, they are, dude. I love this new fucking going after churches for some reason. I guess it's just because I'm hellbound anyways.
True. Same. So, shout out to Palindrome for that. Oh, nice. Yeah, I just realized what that was. I wonder what that clock noise is, huh? Maybe it's a clock? I'm dumb.
All right, so I'm going to... This is Kim and Casey Spilker. Okay, Spilker. So Kim and Casey, I'm putting their number in right now. And the only problem is this shit doesn't come formatted, so I gotta format it. That's the cool thing about Dashy's tool, too. It formats everything. All right. It's all you, man.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get this prank show going an hour late yet.
That was a 10 out of 10 would watch again. Or would read again, sorry.
Hello, this is Kim Stalker. I'm not by my phone right now, so go ahead and leave me a message, and I'll get back.
All right, I'll give you another one real quick.
Quit taking a dump in our church parking lot, Kim.
All right, this is, let's see, Pat Snyder. Oh, you don't have a phone number. Poor Pat.
Fuck you, Pat.
Somebody needs to donate him an Obama phone. Here's Andy Sorensen. I hate formatting.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do me a favor and put the name of the church into the chat there.
That's a very good idea, because otherwise you can just say, I'm from the church.
Yeah, I'm from the church. I'm thinking about what church? I'm like,
oh, you know.
Church.
Here you go. Here's all the information you'll need. It works good for RBB. Hopefully it'll work good for us, but it works really good for him because he actually uses his caller ID and puts it in as theirs.
Good point.
All right, so there you go. Ready to call?
Yep.
Pat Sorensen.
Hi, this is Judy. Sorry I missed your call. I will get back to you.
Fuck you, Judy.
Why don't you people answer your goddamn phones?
Oh, yeah.
They put out the word on the church internet to watch out for these calls.
A lot of them didn't answer for some reason. I forgot to tell you that. My bad.
It may be because the number's coming up weird.
It might be. I don't know.
Probably.
This is Scott Paisley. We'll try this one, and then if this fucking keeps failing, then we'll just go into...
Abandon and go into rapid fire mode.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just start hitting the fucking Dashy machine.
Hi, Dashy.
Scott, it's Dwight. I'm with Pastor Greg, and he's masturbating furiously.
Yeah, Scott Paisley.
I think he's possessed.
We're holding the exorcism tonight. Get down here. They're calling people in for the exorcisms.
And he needs someone to paint a crucifix on his dick. I heard you're the man, Scott.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
fuck you right to hell.
You know, I was. You know, one thing I was surprised to learn this week. You know what I learned this week? And you know, not what I learned tonight, but what I learned this week. Cracker is a woman.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I know Cracker's been around for a while, and it sounds like, you know, like some dude. I pictured like a trailer park looking guy.
Right, yeah. Just Cracker, you know.
And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, Cracker's on our show. Whoever was doing a show, I don't remember who. But Cracker's on our show. And I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, she was good. I was just surprised. I was, you know, because you see all these names, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's a chick. Because there isn't a lot of them around here.
Yeah.
They're few and far between.
Yes, they are. All right, we're gonna drop the church thing. What we need to do is get a caller ID, and we need a fucking Hawaiian church, or you know, a Hawaiian church fucking directory or something.
Yeah,
it will allow us to basically get a lot of fucking numbers a lot quicker, or get a lot of calls in a lot quicker. I think because at this time of night, I don't know what time it is, and wherever we're calling.
Nebraska, I think. I wouldn't be able to.
So what are they, an hour behind me or two or something? So it's ain't too late there, but it would be funny to fucking call those people and start telling them, we're doing the exorcism tonight, and start naming somebody from the church. This boy's been possessed. We need some prayers. We need you to get down here. Stuff's hovering.
That'd be awesome.
Start telling them, but have some sound effects and things that are hovering and flying around. We need you here now. The church has never asked you for much, but we need this.
And bring your checkbook.
Yeah. Okay, so these are... Okay, so I'm looking up Facebook. Feel free to look up some numbers, too. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some.
Our campaign headquarters is located... Oh, this guy must be running for office. Okay. I'm going to call him. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to call him. Hopefully somebody answers. Percy?
I don't know if I gave a shout-out to your clock yet, but shout-out to Giant's clock right there.
Call us if you need a lawn. Percy.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
Is that not set up yet?
No. Call that back real quick.
Yeah, because, dude, I think, let me look this guy up real quick, so just hit buttons and stay in there if you can.
Isn't it star or pound or something?
Because no, it's just pound.
I think this guy's running for so long.
I'll hit it real quick.
All right.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
It makes me wonder if they fucking... fix that after getting so many complaints.
You think maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Anyways, if so, I was trying to see what this guy was all about because it's some kind of fucking political something. So you could set up all kinds of stuff. Hi, this is... You could have been like, hi, this is Percy. What the fuck's his name? Percy Hatfield. Hi, this is Percy Hatfield. Glory Hole Inspector. If you're having a current glory hole issue, please hang up and dial 911. If you're having a glory hole emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Is this a radio show? What is this? So Steve Wilson, and it says... Message. We've all done something our mother wouldn't be proud of. Call us with your Mother Day confession.
Oh, jeez.
Has to be. And it's like a black guy, so has to be.
Oh, we could have called him before, I think. Maybe. I don't know. There's probably millions of them, but I remember we called in like some weird online show.
Yep. All right. We're calling this guy. Because we got to get ready for our Mother Day confessions. Get ready.
Oh, boy.
If they answer. I don't know. Maybe it's a fucking...
Yeah, fuck you.
Did it dial?
I didn't hear it ring.
Yeah, it just automatically hung up.
said busy the first time.
Busy again.
A lot of confessions, I guess. Okay. All right, this guy's a boxer. I don't actually know you in that case. Leave me alone. Here's what his message says. His name is Angel Anderson. Got a new cell phone and some twerk. Unless you're a total... he gets his number. Unless you're a total creep and I don't actually know you, in that case, leave me alone and pretend that you never read this. Everyone else, holla at me.
Alright.
Alright, Angel. He's a boxer, too.
I'm gonna holla at you, motherfucker.
His Facebook picture, he's all tough. So I'm pretty sure he's tough. So I'd call him and challenge him to a fist fight.
I bet he wears some thong panties.
Try to sign him up for a boxing match.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. 7-8.
So the show tonight is going to be nothing but this.
Yay.
George. Oh, Prince George's County Police Department.
I got somebody bitching about their Comcast. All I wanted to do on Friday was watch TV, but his cable box blew up. Oh, it's already up there in the chat.
Ah, there you go. Yeah,
I'll do the Comcast shit. I'll tell him I'll get him a quicker appointment if he forks over some cash.
Thank you for calling. Oh, there you go. Office hours are 8:30 a.m.
Oh, it's a fucking business number.
Monday through Friday.
Way to go, palindrome.
Damn, stupid palindromes. Let me look at something real quick. UK FE wants in. Do you guys know UK?
No.
Never heard of that.
Okay. Now we'll let him in, because nothing exciting's happened, so maybe he'll be the lucky. UK FE?
UK FE?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of FE shit that popped up. Let me make sure I got it right. Otherwise he's going to... Yeah, UK FE. That's what I got in there. Shit. UK FE, it's not working, buddy. When I type that in there, I don't get one for you. No, let me just hit. I get FE Storm or something and a bunch of other shit. UK FE, duh, real turbo. Duh, as in DA, like dog, duh. Duh, real turbo. Go ahead and hit me on that and I'll add you. Alright.
Holla.
Shit. Last week was such a good show that I guess this one's just destined to be shitty. You guys scaling through fucking...
Trying to find a few numbers, but so far, duds.
Okay.
I suck at numbers. I know Cracker messaged us on what's its face? Said she has like Lion Den customers or something like that.
See, that's why I like... This is one reason why I like to put some... Oh, cool. Thank you, Palindrome. He gave me another church with a bunch of shit. Where's this church at, though? Must be Arizona. Because it's a bunch of cactuses. That's there.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, but anyways, this church is called Happy Trails Christian Fellowship. Happy Trails, huh? All right. So, it's a bunch of goddamn old people on here. Let's see. Alright, let's look for some. Okay, so, alright, the past our staff, so we got Pastor Ed, and then church secretary, and then just people's names and pictures and numbers. Alright, let's call. Let's call us the church, okay?
Cool.
Alright. I don't want to call anybody who looks like they're about to die. Yeah, this wasn't a good idea. Whoever thought, we should put all of our names and pictures on the internet with our information. Well, why don't you put your credit card up there, too? Because I could probably fucking steal your fucking identity with as much information as you're already given us. All right. So this is Rick and Mary Cram. C-R-A-M. Thank you, palindrome. All right, who wants to call the church? I'm dialing. Rick and Mary. Rick and Mary Graham. Anybody? Anybody?
I just saw fucking...
Nope.
The number.
Thanks, palindrome. That's what happens. One thing doesn't work out. Here's a... It's all, like, really old people. Where's the hip-hop cool church? This is Keith and Frida Cunningham. Ah, son of a bitch. This is why I hate fucking formatting, because it's easy to make a mistake. Okay, there you go. Have we done one call yet?
Have we?
I don't think so. This is like, you gotta be at least 60 to go to this church. I'm not lying.
We have reached the time. I'm sorry we can't come to the phone right now, but if you would leave a...
Can we call back? What's going on? God damn it. I'm very upset. One, there's no... I swear to God, all these people are, like, on the verge of death. This isn't a church, it's a nursing home. Oh, they even got birthdays listed.
Oh, nice.
Let's see whose birthday it is today and call happy birthday from the church. What is today? May 9th. Let's see if anybody's birthday. If not, we can... Okay, so we have...
It could be interesting.
So May... tomorrow, we... Okay, so we got... We got... Jerry... Okay, so there's none today, but there's some tomorrow. So let's see. Jerry... Cortesti. This shit's in order, right? Yeah, good. So let's look up Cortesti.
Grotesti?
Yes.
Nice.
There's somebody. There he is. God. Okay. So it's his birthday. So you're gonna call and wish him happy birthday, or should we all? Let's just all wish him happy birthday from the church.
Cool.
The church of the
machines.
I guess I'll start it.
Hello?
Hi, Jerry? We need to speak with Jerry?
No, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Jerry. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday for tomorrow from the Happy Trails Christian Fellowship.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
We have a quick song for you. I got a few of the members here. It's just a little volunteer group that we put together just to wish you happy birthday. So you ready, fellas?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I'll hold the drum line, and you guys sing with the follow-ups. Ready? Happy birthday to you.
I'm not singing for this bitch.
Come on now.
Happy birthday to you.
She's got saggy titties.
And you look like a horrible person who isn't a good Christian.
Follow me to hell.
Happy birthday to you.
Satan is your savior.
My penis is hard. What do I do now?
Happy birthday, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was, just so you know, that was Stan and Bud.
Hi.
Hi.
And Ken. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And Wes, I'm Wes. You know me, right? And yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna, now that we sang you a birthday song, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna say some nice things about you. We're gonna round table and just say what we appreciate about you as a wonderful Christian. I'll go first. I think that your breath is always less offensive each day I smell it. All right, go ahead, Ken.
I want to sniff your carpet.
All right.
Good one, Ken. Good one.
All right, Bud?
Well, I like the smell of your hair, and I always wanted to know how big your pussy lips were.
Oh, all right, very nice. Sorry. And Stan?
Sorry, Jesus, forgive me.
Stan? Oh, she's gone.
She didn't like that one.
I was looking at the names to remember what names I called you guys. Okay.
So yay! I'm Bud.
Yay, we did a prank phone call.
Yes, it worked. It was fun, too.
Did you guys see my list for tonight's fucking the show? We were going to try this new thing called prank phone calling. So, we succeeded. A prank phone call can be done. And they don't even have to be funny. You can just do them. God, we suck. Yeah. I'm getting all kinds of...
I put some numbers in the chat for you.
All right, hey. I'll hit one for you.
Hey. I crunked it up.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
All right, there you go. This is the top one.
Couldn't get to my mute button. Top one.
It's the star okay. Video.
It turned the what?
Star video. Top one. I'm getting all kinds of Craigslist stuff. There's another.
Come on, you can't tell me this video store with lots of porn is not open.
Crank Fan sent me something interesting.
Nice.
Alright.
Alright.
I'm gonna throw this one in really quick. Anybody wanna do that one? I just threw it in. It's Crank Fans. It's a shelter insurance agent. It's basically this guy. He's a shelter insurance agent. He's about 40, loves science. He loves MMA. He does not believe in God. And thinks he runs an atheist or agnostic group.
Huh.
I don't know.
Could be interesting.
Who wants it? Anybody? Nobody? Okay.
And, doesn't matter.
Then I'm throwing it away.
Checking out this link that...
Here's
a palindrome to rope.
I'm dialing your next one for the porno shop. I'm just kind of going through stuff that people are sending. This is why I like heaven.
Hello.
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 Hello. I'm calling. I wasn't expecting a hello.
I don't know what this is, so...
Yeah, I was expecting... This isn't... Can you tell me if this is the VHS videotapes you
had? Yeah, there we are. So.
Oh, okay. Can you make me a few more? Can you make me a few? Can you, pull your pants off and play with your cock? And just, record it, and then I'll buy it for $5.
I will, but your mother's not around, so...
Oh...
No, do it with a dog. That's what gets me going. He hung up.
Good one, man.
I fucking thought Ken was taking that shit.
I didn't know what it was. So
I just clicking Ken's numbers for him. Must get rid of porn.
I'm just disturbed by this link the palindrome sent to Chatterbait.
That's why I didn't look
at it. There's this chick that's fully naked except for red stockings, and she has her face painted like a clown.
Oh!
Actually, it's a mime.
For your time to call is not reachable.
And now she's doing ballerina shit, dancing around.
Oh, that's so hot?
Hmm.
Question mark?
Disturbing.
H-A-W-T.
It's confusing.
My penis does not know what to think.
And there's random garden gnomes in the background, too.
Oh god, that's hot.
Holy shit, what?
Oh, somebody just... Oh shit. He doesn't have a name, but he checked in at fucking LA Fitness. That was always fun.
Oh, this would be...
Oh, wait, yeah. No, he's got a name. It's just fucked up. Giovanni. Yeah,
Giovanni.
Throw it in there. I'm already dialing one right now.
Oh, my God. Oh. He looks like he's got eyebrows.
Hello.
Spider just crawled on my leg. Jesus. Sorry. Giovanni.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Well then.
Please try your call again later.
Pound?
Goodbye.
Do I press pound?
Pound. I think you hung up on me before you got to it.
Okay, I'll try again. Have you
Giovanni looks like he has two, like, furry caterpillars, like, above his head. Oh, or above his eyes.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
They must have patched that. Yeah, let's try Giovanni. I bet I can get him on the phone. He just walked in there.
Alright, there you go.
Now, this might get a little interesting.
I hope so, because it's been over a fucking hour.
What excuse should I use to get him on the phone? Room, what excuse should I use to get Giovanni on the phone?
You're his lover?
No, I'm gonna try to figure out something, a family emergency of some sort.
Thank you for calling LA Fitness International. Your call is very important to us.
Isn't it?
I'm sorry, but our office is currently closed.
Oh,
please call back between
it's
the hours of Monday.
Is it?
I guess. I think I got one. This guy's just the fucking guy who dropped his number. Extended tour till May. So this guy's name is Michael London, and he looks like he does, like, motivational speaking or something? Let me look his name up. Like, look him up on...
I'm sure he's legit.
Well, it looks like it... I gotta... Because he's an extended... He was extended to Michael London College of Law somewhere. Abroad program. Okay. I think this is I don't know. I'm just gonna call him. Fuck him. He looks like somebody I want to call.
That's bullshit. That's not international. It's fucking Illinois. I'm gonna find the real number.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Lydia?
It's not available.
God damn it, man.
Lydia's definitely a guy's name.
No, it's not. It's William.
Oh. I'm just stupid. That's what it is.
It's
That's
William. It's. I don't think he's from America. That's one of the reasons I want to call him. Because he says, my new number here in the U.S. is...
And, good accent. And,
yeah. It's fucking Scottish or something. Alright, I'll bail on that one. God damn it. So you don't check in Facebook or Twitter complaints. Fuck it, we'll do Twitter complaints. Alright. How do you use Twitter complaints to get numbers? Is there a trick to that?
I never tried it. I wouldn't have an idea, to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe just look up their first and last name. I don't know how they do it.
Alright, I fucking got the number now.
Nice.
All right. It's in fucking Chicago. I don't know why they were saying international. It's coming. You got 4 minutes.
There's Effie. I'm adding Effie real quick.
Heard it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
William.
Fucking Dwight.
No, that wasn't my number.
No, that was my number. What I'm trying to... Oh, that's why. I'm trying to add fucking... There he goes. Okay. I was trying to add Effie.
Hello.
Hello, Effie. How are you?
All right.
Okay. Well, we're having horrible luck on tonight's show, so we expect nothing but the best now that we have you on.
Call that motherfucker. Let's get Giovanni.
This is a lot of pressure. Just a lot of pressure.
Fucking Giovanni.
All right, we're going to call this Giovanni, and then maybe we'll get... You want a shot at some calls, Effie?
I can try.
Okay. All right. We'll let Dwight kick us off with something good, because we're not starting until 11:30 tonight.
Thank you for calling LA Fitness International. Your call is very important to us. I'm sorry, but our office is currently closed.
It's
please
Chicago.
Call back between the hours of Monday through Thursday. Bye.
Shut up, lady. I think what it does is it shoots back to their fucking international number or some shit. So. Okay.
There's a bitch we could try to get to her hotel. She checked in at a Marriott.
Ooh, fancy.
Okay.
Looks to be Hawaii.
Yeah, that's good.
And we got our first and last name, so.
Yep. What? Slow down.
Hi,
what did you
say? I need a guest be transferred to a guest room, please.
Yes, may I please have a guest the last name?
Yep, last name is spelled N is in Nancy, G is in George, U is in umbrella, Y is in yarn, E is in elephant, N is in Nancy.
First name
is Jade.
Ella.
This is Jade, registered here.
Are you sure? She just called me and told me she was there.
Are there anybody else sharing with?
Nope. Oh, I know. She's in room 225.
I'm sorry, we don't have a room
English.
We don't have a room 225.
Oh no, I said 215.
215?
Mm-hmm.
There is no one under that last name registered in 215.
No, she's with a friend, but I don't know his name. They're in that room, 215. Family emergency, please transfer me.
Okay, may I ask who am I calling?
No.
I had to announce the call because no share voice, so.
Yeah, it's John, but it's a family emergency. Yeah, her parents' house is burning down.
Okay,
I need to talk to him. Transfer me, woman.
Thank you.
Please.
Transfer me. She's got to announce the call.
Because when you walk, the body sucks up all these.
What the fuck's going on in the background?
Hello?
Who are you?
Fred.
How you doing, Fred?
Good, what's up?
What's going on? Why are you in my room?
Why am I in your room?
Yeah.
This is my room till 6 o'clock tonight.
Listen, buddy. I paid good money to get 215. That's my room. When I come to visit, that's the one I stay in.
Hon, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. Call the front desk. I have the room to sit.
Now listen, buddy. Pack your thong panties and get out of my room.
What are you talking about?
I want you out of my room. I've been on a long flight. I want to come and relax.
Call the front desk. Call the front
listen,
desk.
Listen, you disgusting son of a bitch. I want my room.
I don't know who you are and why you're talking to me like this.
That's because I'm a big dick American, and I can do that. You sound like you're fresh off the boat from somewhere.
Excuse me?
You sound like you're fresh off the boat from somewhere, pal.
Where might that be?
I don't know. It sounds like you may have traveled from Africa, maybe. Maybe from the Mexican way.
Sir, I'm hanging up now. Thank you.
Sir, let me get to the bottom line. I have drugs in the room. I need to retrieve them. So just let me in for 5 minutes, and I'll stop bothering you.
No.
I'll pay for another night for you. Just let me get the coke.
Oh, that button. God damn it. No.
That's what we've been missing for the last goddamn hour and a half. Well, hour, really, because half an hour of it was us fucking trying to get the sound right. But good job. That was a good one. Well, on that note, we better just end, because it's not going to get any better. No, let's try. All right. Well, let's call some hotel rooms. I feel that groove. Let's call some hotel rooms.
That's cool.
Somebody look for them easy to get into hotels. We haven't done that in a while. Effie, you know the routine there, right? You've been listening a while. While they're getting numbers, I'll interview you. Okay, we'll do like I'll be Barbara Walters.
Ooh, hot.
I got
and you can be some guy who is wrongfully put in prison for child rape or something.
I've got somebody just checked into another hotel.
Jag TV.
These two apparently. I don't know what they're a part of, but they both just checked in. I got first and last names for both of these people.
Throw them in.
Here we go.
All right. So Effie, how long... Because I don't know if I recognize your name. How long have you been around the Prank Call Nation and before that Madhouse?
Not that long.
Not that long? What brought you this way? I'm curious.
I hate to say it, but the RSCP guy...
Who? I don't know that guy.
RBCP?
Brad Carter.
Yeah, oop. RBCP, yep.
He must be new, I don't know him.
But you guys are good, too.
Thanks. No, I hear you, man. You know, he's kind of the fucking legend, you know? He's the guy who's been doing it for so goddamn long. I have hit-and-miss shows. I like to make them entertaining, and sometimes they're really good. Like last week, I felt really good when the show was over. I'm an hour into this shit, and I'm fucking angry at myself for not getting a goddamn call in yet.
All my shows suck. Don't watch them.
And most of the time I got more structure. I didn't even know I was going to do a show until a little bit ago. I got this one.
Thank you for calling the Weatherford Hotel. If you know your party's extension number, please dial it now. To speak with an operator regarding restaurant or hotel reservations, press 0. Please check out our website at www.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Hey, operator.
The operator. No, I don't want to show my video.
My God, where's his operator? Nobody's operating tonight. Alright. So how did you learn about Arby? He happens to be a very good internet friend of mine, and I'm curious how people hear about him. I've just known about him for so many years that I don't even remember how I found out about him.
I forgot.
Did you just hear like a prank somewhere, maybe?
I think so.
And then you just kind of followed the trail here?
Yeah.
Yes, he does a lot of advertising in his fucking calls, too, where he's like, you know, like, yeah, go to madhouse.com and listen live and shit like that.
Go to my Patreon.
I'm gonna try the hotel one more time.
Thank you for calling the Weatherford.
You are being transferred to the operator.
So, Effie, you ever done any prank phone calls?
Yeah, I did my own and failed at it. I'm also on Mr. G's or.
Thanks for calling Charlie's with the Hotel Weatherford. This is Carly speaking.
Hi, Carly. I was hoping to get transferred to a friend of mine's room.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Do you know which room they're staying in?
No, I have their name, so.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Okay.
Sounds like a party going on in there.
I know.
No wonder they didn't answer the first time. They're getting blitzed. If I didn't know better, I would say we should call this corporate and possibly bust them about the noise.
That'd be cool.
Or cops.
No. Nah. Have you ever read Arby's Rules?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. It'd be really easy, and it could become really funny, I agree, but you also get in real trouble.
Yeah, if they caught you, the whole network would kind of be, you know.
Yeah, we get a big black eye. There's been,
Okay, what was the name?
It's Chris. Here, I'll spell the last name for you. It's Pendleton. It's P-E-N-D-L-E-T-O-N.
Okay.
It's really popping there tonight. I can hear a lot of music.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty crazy here.
What are you guys got something special going on, or?
It's graduation weekend this weekend, so it's been kind of hectic all over town.
Ah, I see. So there's little graduation parties going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't actually see anybody checked in by that name.
Can I, here, try this one then, really? It's Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, that's the last name, Shannon. Okay, it'd be under either one of them.
I don't see that one either.
Really? I wonder if they're just not in yet, because I know they're going there. Okay.
Yeah, and, I mean, as it goes, actually only our queen suites have phones, and they are all booked up by the same name, Niall Ketrick.
So. Okay.
Yeah, so even if for some reason they are checked in, we won't be able to transfer you.
Well, I got a question then about the hotel.
Okay.
Just because do you guys got like full accommodations, like pool and all that?
No. We're a very historic hotel, so all of our rooms don't even have phones or TVs. Some of them share a bathroom. So.
Are you guys like a traditional building? Like, you guys got multiple floors, or it's just one floor?
Yeah, it's three floors. You know, dates back to the 1800s, so we really don't offer
that's
much.
Awesome.
But
is the place haunted by any chance?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for helping. Maybe I'll try a little bit later.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Who took all that information?
Wait. What?
You guys weren't paying attention. I was hoping somebody. They gave me a fucking name to all the rooms. Niles.
Niles. His last name.
Yeah. Wait. Niles. I picked out the fucking floors. How many floors they have, so you can kind of get the numbering system down.
I was responding to my fans. No.
And then also the place is haunted because it's an old fucking crazy place, and there's a party going on. There's a graduation party. So there's information. See how this works? Effie, did you learn something there?
You can get information from anybody?
Yes. By just asking questions, you can get information from just about anybody. So somebody want to jot those notes down? I don't have my fucking notepad in front of me, so anybody wants to jot that down? We'll try in a little bit. And
I'll put them in chat.
Thank you. Well, don't put it in the chat. Just save the notes for now.
Okay.
And so it's Niles. How many floors did she say?
I didn't catch that part.
Three.
Four. And they're the queen beds. So three floors, right. Queen beds. I don't know. We'll just say the Nile, Niles, and then we'll be like, I think that lady's kind of into what's going on, so we could probably
She'll
move
forget.
It around.
Yeah.
No TVs or phones
yes.
on some of the rooms.
Did you guys say two or three floors? I heard both.
I heard three. Yeah.
Three? Okay.
And the place, the cool thing is if we get somebody on the phone, the place is haunted. And we can start talking about how there was a complaint from the room next door where a ghost just ran through the wall. Did you see the ghost come through your wall? All right. Anyway, so we'll save that for a little bit and give it a little bit of time. Dwight, did you hear that? Did you hear how much information I picked out there? Dwight's taking a shit. Right,
damn it.
Business name Subway. So this, it must be a check-in. Okay.
Thanks, Bill, man.
Oh, Arby's going to send me some church numbers.
Nice.
Cool. I'm going to call this up real quick. Must be a check-in.
I'm going to put this in the chat anyway, just in case, but I'll keep the notepad.
Okay, thank you.
I probably spelled Niles wrong.
Put the number with that of the place I just called.
Okay.
You could. I would do this, but I don't have any notepad open or anything, and I'm trying to fucking salvage the show.
Let's see. Was it the one Dwight posted? Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Screw that. Alright, we're gonna go into hyper mode. Oh, somebody gave me a bunch of Yelp. I'll go around. Any idea why Kylie Dale said this to me? Listen, boy, what's going on here? Explain the problem. Sorry, I probably should be reading this. No, El Gordo, I have no clue what that conversation is about. I won't sit and read it. Sorry, guys, there kind of went dead. I was reading.
Oh, that's no problem.
So, no, I have no clue.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
Oh, now I'm reading the end. Okay. It looks like somebody's having fun with the El Gordo. Either that or you're doing something. He was being sarcastic. So... Anyways, you'd say something weird back to him. That's what I typically do if I get weird messages from him. Sometimes they're very entertaining.
Hey, testicles.
At first it seemed realistic when I was reading it, but... okay, wrong box. All right, palindrome. Thank you, Arby. Here's some numbers. Arby's trying to save my show. Thanks.
It's already awesome, man. What are you talking about?
See, here's the thing. It's all in comparison. You can't have every show be a good show. It's hard to even get a good show, right?
Yeah. But,
like, last week, I felt really fucking good. I went in with a goal, and the goal was to go in blind, do it Carlito style. I had plans for filler, which was, what's your favorite thing Carlito ever did kind of thing, right? And all in all, I mean, that was like a 3.5-hour good fucking show. Like, a lot of good calls. And now tonight I'm just getting a lot of ringing, a lot of failing, and it pisses me off. I don't like to have bad shows.
Well, I mean, you weren't planning on it, though, so this is a pretty good show for nothing planned.
Yeah, if we've had, like, 2 calls.
I mean, that's better than what I would have had. I go in all the time, not planned.
All right. Yeah, Brad?
Hello?
Brad.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Ted from the church.
Hi.
Hi, this is kind of an uncomfortable conversation, but I just wanted to let you know we are actually starting Sunday. We are shifting from our normal church services to a Muslim style church service. So I just wanted to let you know that, and we were hoping that you're willing to still come to the church. I mean, we're still going to leave the cross up, but any images of Jesus on crosses, we're going to have to take the Jesus off the cross. So we're still hoping you'll be part of our church, though. We enjoy having you. It's just... the powers to be have decided that this is going to be a Muslim church moving forward.
Okay.
All right. So can we still count on you coming to church, being part of the community?
Okay.
All right. Okay, as in you will?
Right.
Oh, perfect. There are just a couple of rules. We need you to no longer eat pork, any kind of pork, bacon, or ham, anything that would come off a pig will no longer be allowed. Is that's okay? Brad?
I guess that was the deal breaker.
Damn it. All right, I'm calling him back.
Hola.
We don't give up that easy. He said, okay. That's how he answered my question. Okay. All right. Somebody turn their speaker down. Oh, no, 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 no. You son of a bitch. You no longer come to church. You a ham-eating pig. You a pig. I'll throw a shoe at you. Bottom of my shoe is you. Pig.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But what's even... Even non-Muslims are still allowed to come and use the glory hole, so... All right, he's gone.
Okay. I got a guy to call. He's checked in at Joe's Crab Shack.
Okay.
Ooh, I had to do an emergency dump.
All right. I was wondering where you went. Did you hear me pulling that information from that lady about that fucking hotel man?
Yeah. You were like, did you hear that, Dwight? And I'm like, phoop, I'm out of here.
I pooped my pants. Michael Garcia.
Yep. Thank you for calling Joe's Crab Shack. Good evening, it's Rebecca speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Rebecca.
I'm trying to get a hold of one of your patrons. I'm trying to call his phone, but there's a family emergency going on. Can you page him for me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Well, his name is Michael Garcia.
Michael Garcia. Okay, so you want to get a hold of him?
Please. His parents' house is on fire, and I need to talk to him.
Oh, sure, sure. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
This house is on fire.
Prolapse.
That is one quick way to get somebody to get some money. Michael, your parents' house is on fire. What? Hi, this is from corporate.
I'll be dropping out soon. I don't want to interrupt a call if I do, so... Okay. I just want to advance say thank you for inviting me.
Give me one
moment,
okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Michael?
Yes?
Yes, this is Dwight McClanahan. I'm calling from Joe's Crab Shack Corporate. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. We've had some complaints by other customers that are currently in the establishment of some rude behavior that you're causing.
No, I just got here.
Well, that's right. But on your way in, we've gotten reports from customers that said you were shoving them as you walked by them.
No, that's not true.
Well, we took a report from Jenny, who said that you shoved her and she was shoved into the building, and you smelled strongly of beer and alcohol.
I just got here like 5 minutes ago, so that's not true.
Sir, I really don't need that tone from you. I'm just trying to let you know what we heard, and we're really going to have to ask you to leave our establishment, because we don't let people do that around here. We have it on camera, we gave you a chance to be honest, and, you know, this is what we get.
Okay.
We're a family establishment, sir.
Christian.
You didn't go call her?
Sir.
So they're saying that I walked in and I started shoving people.
Watch this. Wait till she comes back.
This is a fake caller because they're telling me that.
Sorry about that.
Dude, it's...
I'll call back so I can get her. I'm going to tell her... Is he coming or not? The house is on fire.
Dude, it is funny when you can sit and hear it unravel like that.
I love it.
It is funny. Because he's like, is this real? They told me your
parents. Thank you for calling Joe's Crab Shack, City of Industry. This is Marlene. How may I help you?
Marlene, is Michael coming? The house is on fire.
Is this a joke call?
This is not a joke. He's intoxicated. He can barely comprehend what I'm trying to tell him.
No. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Get Michael.
She's
going to get a manager.
Yep. And then when the manager gets on,
hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this a joke?
No. I need to speak to Michael.
Really? Because he was just in front of me talking, and he was saying that you were complaining about him pushing someone. It had nothing to do
ma'am,
with the fire.
I'm calling about his parents' house. He was out earlier drinking vodka. That's why you can't smell it on him.
The house is really on fire, like, honestly?
I'm talking 5 alarm. And I'm just trying to get a hold of him because his cell phone's
off.
Okay,
because he's being sarcastic and he's walking away. Just give me 1 moment, okay?
All right, thank you.
How do you guys come up with this stuff so easily?
Shh, shh, shh. It's practice, man. Yeah.
Fucking joke call. Who says that?
That's the new name of my show.
There we go.
Joe, it's going to be the joke call with Jai and Effie. Joke call show. No, dude, it's just one of those. It's a mixture of a couple of things. There's a million books out there on social engineering. Fuck that. Hang around here, try to learn, and you'll learn what it takes.
Thanks
to pull.
Thanks for calling. This is Ricky. May I help you?
Ricky, I'm trying to get a hold of Michael.
Michael
Garcia.
Garcia, he's one of our guests here?
Yeah. I was telling the lady before that his parents' house is on fire. I've been trying to call his cell phone. His cell phone's off. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, well, they got a Michael Garcia on the phone, and he just didn't know what was going on.
I tried explaining to the lady he's been out drinking vodka, and he's intoxicated. He can't comprehend what I'm trying to tell him.
We told him, and all we could do on our side is let him know.
Can you get him back on the phone and let me try to explain it to him again?
Okay, but if he refuses to go on the phone, there's nothing
If you could just do what you can do, I would greatly appreciate it. The trucks are coming right now. I got to take his dad over to the doctors now. The mother's on the way to the hospital.
Okay. He thinks it's a fake call. Is there an address I could give him?
It's not a prank call. He knows his parents' address. It's not a prank. Just tell him John's on the phone. He needs to talk to him.
Okay, one second.
Balls. Fake call. That clock noise.
That's mine.
It's kind of soothing for this joke call.
Joke calls with Jad and the joke callers instead of the phone lurking with Jad and the lurkers. You're pretty good at selling this. I'll give you that. Nobody gave up on this one, and you're sticking with it.
Yeah.
Because they're bugging him now. They're bugging that poor kid. He's just trying to fucking eat.
Better explain it to him. I know you're intoxicated, but that guy really needs to talk to you.
It didn't sound like it. He was joking to me.
God, this is going to be a fucked up Mother's Day for Michael.
Damn, poor guy.
Yeah. Give me a fuck job to edit.
Good one.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit. Yeah. See, Arby and a lot of other people, they care. So they go ahead and they edit and they take out, like, names of places. I've never done that.
I tried, but it's too much work.
Yeah, exactly, man. I've already put enough goddamn. I've pretty much given up at isolating pranks and fucking putting them on my, on my YouTube at this point. I got like 110 fucking videos now.
You might as well disconnect. They're not going to get him back on the phone.
Either way, yeah.
They bothered him at least again.
Yeah. He's walking away. I'll see if I can try.
Yeah. It's because he's intoxicated. So anyways, Effie, what I was saying before that guy came back, this is where you learn social engineering. This is where you learn to pull information. If you haven't been around long and you already want to jump on a show, keep asking people if you can come on their shows, try to do some calls, and you'll learn. Then you'll do some shit where you're not on, like the way people pull numbers, and this is how you get good at being random. Because you get put into weird situations and you just get good at it. Hell, anybody else got some more numbers? I'll start looking too, but while I'm looking,
God, quit commenting on my fucking status, people.
The thing is like, I've been doing this show now for 13, 14 months. And, before that, I hadn't done a prank call in 8 years, and I really wasn't really good at it before, so it's just a matter of keep fucking doing it.
Just, yeah, practice sometimes makes perfect. I've been pranking since, like, 2008, and I haven't gotten any better, but, you know, I still have fun with it, so.
Yeah, as long as you have fun with it.
Yeah.
The real Turbo, who's,
Oh, I love Turbo.
No, it's some, Aspa. You wrote the real Turbo?
Right, okay. It's Cracker, try and communicate with us.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, because okay,
exactly.
Cracker. Oh, you got automated hotel. Yes, sir. I would like that info. Cracker, would you want me to invite you on?
Cracker, yes, is a woman.
I know Cracker is. I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, I said, God. Cracker's been around for a while. I never heard Cracker on anything, and all of a sudden, fucking.
There's the clock.
Yeah, there's my clock. And all of a sudden, Cracker was on somebody's show and started talking. I was like, Cracker's a woman.
Hi. I mean,
sometimes you can pick up, you know, when people are women based on their name, but the name Cracker, you know, it almost makes me think of, like, the singer Uncle Cracker, you know, fat trailer trash guy.
Uncle Cracker.
Not me. It makes me think of racist shit.
All right, so this...
Who's the dialer in here?
Me.
Alright, I'm gonna PM you the room numbers that are occupied then.
Perfect. Oh man, you did homework and everything.
I was trying to be nice.
Were you one of the first people to start pulling church directories, or who did that?
That did what? I'm sorry?
That was Liz.
Liz?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, I wasn't with Harvey.
Liz. That was smart of her, man, because yes. That is an angle that nobody's done yet. And that's really smart because you can read them fucking church directories and get a ton of information and then be able to call so loaded up to make them think you are who you say you are. Awesome. Actually, I should do one where I'll call. I want to find one that has, like, younger church people and then call and try to be like, yeah, this guy said that he has a real problem with he wants to fist fight. Try to set up a fist fight at church. Dude, we should see if we can find the directory for that MMA church.
Oh, God.
Did you guys ever see the videos in the MMA church?
No, but that could be exciting.
Dude, it was insane. Oh, wow. A lot of rooms. Wow. Thank you, Cracker. Yeah, there's this MMA church where it's all young people, and they sit, and they literally, like, read the Bible, and they're wearing fucking, you know, the fucking MMA gloves, and they'll read the Bible and say things, and then say, Jesus wanted us to fight, and then they'll have fist fights, and then they'll go back to reading the Bible. It's fucking insane. Look it up.
Wow.
Type in MMA church, and there's some bad, tough motherfuckers there, but it's weird. It's like, this isn't what happens.
Like a love-hate kind of thing, maybe?
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused on, you know, I guess, you know, and the guy obviously got a lot of young dudes, you know, that's who's into actually doing MMA, right? And the guy who was the pastor there, you know, he was saying, any way, any method necessary to get these people to have the word. And I'm going, sounds like a cult.
It kind of does, actually.
Yeah, any means necessary. No, just read the fucking book and pass the message, not get them to come in to play video games and then start whispering God in their fucking ear.
What's wrong with playing video games?
Thank you for calling. Please dial an
everything. Nerd.
There's nothing wrong with video games. I was
video
born
games
on video
suck.
Games.
People who go for achievements are stupid.
I don't go for achievements. I just play.
I do.
Hold on. It didn't go through. What was I supposed to do to go through?
I'll transfer you now.
Oh.
It went through.
Okay.
What is the name of this place again? There it is. Man, okay. Matt, okay.
Matt fucking Hillock.
Hello.
Hi, this is Matt from the front desk.
Yeah, man.
Is there any way you could keep that noise down?
Man, we don't have no noise. We was asleep in the with the TV going here.
Okay, well, it wasn't the TV. We were hearing noises, or we weren't. The couple rooms up said that they were hearing noises that sounded, they said violent, but violent sexually. Is there anything like
they
that?
They might want to quit smoking whatever they're smoking. You literally woke us up here, man. I don't know how much longer they were talking, but didn't happen here.
Okay. Maybe I have the wrong room. Who am I talking to?
This is Bill Bramlett in room 108.
Oh, okay. Let me see if it was a different room. I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to mess you up. I'm sorry.
No problem, man. We'll go back to sleep.
All right, good night. All right, so now we can... Bill's the complainer.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
At least you woke him up.
Yeah, I could have gone ahead and started a fight with Bill, but I also could have got information from Bill. See?
I want to do the next one.
All right, remember, do you see the mats from the front desk? The owner name is Patel? Pat. How do you say it? Patel?
Yeah, I'd say Patel.
Patel. Yeah. All right. And then Bill's in 108. Bill is fucking pissed. He was sleeping. He said, there's goddamn... You're letting off fireworks in the hallway?
Brilliant.
Yeah. All right. And then I'll tell you what room. Or okay. I'll put in a room. We're going to do 110. Bill's in 108.
Fucking Dwight.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for...
Let's just raise hell on Bill.
Oh, no, Bill's a complainer.
I'll transfer you now.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, automated voice. All right,
mute up. Let me get this guy.
Right.
Yeah, guys, mute up.
Back
Thank
to
you
the
for
front.
Calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance.
Dial an extension. Is that 111?
I'll transfer you now.
I know you're muted, but I was thinking 111.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I forgot I was muted. I was talking to you. 111.
Now.
I wish all hotels were this easy. We'll have to give Effie a shot at some of these too. Maybe pull him in on one.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? This is Matt from the front desk. Is this room 112?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been getting some complaints from the people on your floor about some excessive noise coming from your room.
The only thing going is the TV, so I don't know where they're getting the excessive noise.
We had some guys walking by, and they said there was some excessive noise. They said it didn't sound like the TV. Bill over in 108 was the main complaint. He said when he walked by... he also smelled the strong odor of marijuana cigarettes.
I tell you what, sir, come on down and check the room out.
Sir, we're just trying to get this straightened out.
I
don't need your tone.
No, come down, check the room out. Come down, check the room out. Bring the guy from 108 with you to room 112 and come check the room out.
Listen, buddy, if you're going to act like that, I'm just going to tell you to move, just pack your stuff up and get out.
No, you're not going to tell me to pack my stuff up and get out.
I'm going to come over there and I'm going to jiggle your door handle and I'm going to tell you to get out.
No, just come and check my room for marijuana.
Sir, by the time I get there, you could have either, number one, smoked it all already, or number two, just ate it.
But the smell ain't going nowhere.
Sir, are you trying to be a smart guy?
No, but apparently you are.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and pack your stuff up and you're not getting your money back. Call him back. He's angered me. Call that motherfucker back. Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to tell him about Bill.
Yeah, he wanted to fight, dude. He said, bring that guy down.
We're going to call up back. Effie. You're going to be the complainer, okay?
Call him back, have Effie be Bill.
Say. But we can just say he's the complainer. Got the guy down here at the front desk, and then I'm going to go on speaker. And then how do you feel about that, Effie? You're doing a prank with Dwight backing you up.
Sure.
Okay, but now remember, you're the complainer, so you got to actually, be ready. I'll give you a little bit of, if you need some. Say, he was throwing firecrackers down the hallway.
What I'll do is I'll say we got another person down here in the lobby making a complaint. Because I really don't want him to go over there and start picking on Bill's door.
Say, and Effie, I want you to sit and say, he was throwing fireworks down the hallway. See what he thinks of that, because who the hell does that? And I think he has a chicken in his room. All right, Effie, this is your chance to
shine. Thank you for calling. Please dial in. Right.
Don't fuck it up. No pressure.
I'll get this.
I'll care to you now.
Yeah, this. If you ever want to be anybody's show again, you better do good.
I'll get this.
I'm just kidding. Just try.
You can come on my show anytime. That's the lowest of the lows.
You don't want to go there.
Nah.
Bad reputation.
Hello.
It'll fuck you up.
Guessing he ripped his phone out of the wall.
Yeah, he's not answering anymore.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance.
114. Somebody turned their shit down. I'm hearing my feedback, I think. I don't know if anybody else is hearing it, but feedback?
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right, same concept. Effie, you're going to be a guy complaining at the front desk. Yeah. And Dwight, you just act like you got him on conference. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is this room 114?
Yes.
Yes, how you doing? This is Matt. I'm at the front desk.
Yeah?
I've got one of our patrons down here. He's trying to register a complaint against you for some type of excessive noise coming from your room.
Not from my room. Somebody above me.
No, he said that he was...
Pardon me, sir?
Well, this man, he's staying on the same floor as you. He's only a couple doors away. He says it's definitely coming from your room. Hang on, I'm gonna patch in his room here, and I want to see what his actual complaint is.
I'm in bed.
Hang on.
I'm in bed.
Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry, sir. This 114, this is the man that's making the complaints against you. What exactly did you say was going on now?
He was throwing fireworks. I think he had a chicken in his room.
Throwing fireworks.
I don't know what you're smoking, fella, but I'm in bed sleeping.
Sir, 114, where are you throwing these fireworks? There's no fireworks allowed in here.
I have no fireworks, and I'm sleeping, sir.
And there's definitely no animals allowed. I mean, you have to pay a deposit if you're going to bring a pet.
I don't have an animal either.
Okay. Did you have any more complaints, sir, while I got you on the phone?
Loud noises, very loud noises and stuff.
There's somebody upstairs for me just walking like an elephant, but I'm in bed sleeping. So how can I be playing fireworks and making a lot of noise?
Well, sir, we did send the security up. They put their ear up to your room, and we definitely heard a clucking coming from your room.
Not from my room. Clucking? Somebody's drinking here. Is this a practical joke or what?
No, sir, I'm not drinking. I'm on duty. I'm here at the front desk.
You heard a clucking?
Yes, like a chicken. We had security come up there,
God.
And they reported back to me. They verified this man's story.
Oh, let me tell you. I don't know what you're hearing a clicking from, but it's not from my room.
No, sir, not a clicking, a clucking. Not
a clucking.
Not, yeah, no.
A clucking. No, I sir. Have no... you want to come right down here? You want to come in the room and look?
Sir, no, we're not hearing. Look. We're hearing. That's what we're hearing.
Well, there's nothing clucking from this room.
Sir, let me get right to the point. Are you doing something with that chicken? An unnatural act that God would look down on you?
Oh, my God. You gotta be joking.
Sir, I'm just trying to keep this a nice Christian hotel. And I want this guy to come back,
listen,
but if you're in there
fucking
a chicken...
I don't know what you're talking about, but somebody's blowing smoke. and I'm sleeping, and I'm going back to bed because I got to get up.
No, no,
okay?
Wait a minute.
I go to dialysis in the morning, and I can't be have this bullshit going on.
F.A., do you have anything else to say to this man?
Yeah, keep the noise down. I'm trying to sleep here, too.
He's an important
guest.
Well,
it's not me that's making the noise. I don't know where the hell you're hearing the noise from.
You keep that fucking chicken under control, pal.
Oh, my God. There's no chicken here. I don't know what the hell you people are talking about. I'm going back to bed.
I swear to God, I hope you're using a condom.
I'm going back to bed. You guys are nuts.
Don't be raw dogging that chicken, buddy.
The poor guy's gonna die.
God.
Oh, I hate it when I hear somebody go, I gotta go to dialysis in the morning. You know how bad it is if you gotta go to dialysis? It means his kidneys quit working, guys, in case you didn't know what that meant.
See you later, Jack TV. I saw you sign off there, buddy.
Yeah, yes. But anyways, that was pretty good. he did get pretty pissed. I don't think he's actually gonna die, but I always hate it when somebody doesn't like before, when somebody, well, we pranked somebody, and they said, "I'm laid here in a bed." It's like, oh God, they're waiting for death.
If he wasn't disturbing a guest before, he was now while he was on the phone.
call him back. No, but it wouldn't it be funny if we get another one, call them back like a minute later, be like, "I'm now getting complaints of you on the phone excessively yelling." Yeah, no shit, I'm yelling back at you, asshole.
Sir, are you renting pornographic material on our TV? I hope you're going to pay for that.
Okay. Alright, let's do another one. Alright, not bad, Effie, not bad. But at the beginning, I could tell you were nervous because you said, "Firecrackers and loud noises." That's what you said. It's okay. It's all right to be nervous.
Who was that kid that used to giggle all the way through his fucking pranks?
Ram Sasso?
Oh, IG69. That's who it
was. No. I remember Ram. Ram used to crack me up. I remember... Dude, remember when we were doing 60 Seconds to Love and Ram was on there? And it was like fucking Ram goes... I just don't, it's like, dude, every woman would give him the lowest score because he would just, like, ramble on, and then after we were done, I'm like, because it's funny if that's the character he was trying to play, but I had this feeling, like, no, he was just fucking spazzing out, like, really wasn't.
IG69 would, like, seriously giggle as he's thinking of shit to say in his head while he's going. And, like, through the whole thing, he's just sitting there giggling. I'm like, you giggly little bastard.
And it is hard. It is very hard not to do that. Hell, even I don't think really Polka's really around anymore, but even in the beginning when I first started coming around and she was really new to pranks, she was the same way. Like, she would laugh, and I would sit and tell her, remember, don't laugh. Dude, by the end, she was a pro, man.
Oh, that's how you get people fucked up, too. Don't laugh, and then you're like, fuck.
Yeah, well, no, it's she, because there's been a few times where she actually truly blew a prank. She almost had a lady with a shovel in the backyard digging for some hooker that her fucking ex-husband killed.
Good old Lisa Deltbar.
Yeah, and it was brilliant, dude, but then all of a sudden she'd start laughing. But by the end...
She was awesome because...
Dude, she was a champ. It's just, I don't know.
The guys are doing these pranks, and, like, she would come in to break it up, and, like, nobody would ever suspect that some chick was coming. Yeah.
And, I mean, without really getting into anything, in the end, she just didn't like us all anymore and just disappeared, I mean, which sucked.
But then she came back for a little while, and then she disappeared again.
No, again, dude. Maybe you didn't see the email. I don't think you didn't see the email because it didn't mention you, but...
I saw the email, but she came back after that because I contacted her in a bunch of them after that.
That one that Turbo sent where she said that, fuck all you people, and called out me fucking bad and...
No, I saw that. I saw that. But after that, she came back for a little while, for a couple, 3-4 days, and then she disappeared again.
Really?
Is that the Kitty K chick?
No.
I
was kind of confused by that because it's like, don't get me wrong, okay, maybe this isn't something, because she mentioned something that's not healthy for her to be around. Maybe it's not. I don't know. You know, for me, this fucking is a place for me to crack my knuckles and fucking let loose, right? But maybe it's not for everybody. But the only thing that kind of ticked me off is, okay, if it's not for you, and you just step away. You don't gotta call
us. There's no need to crack on everyone else.
No, I mean, it's not like she's gonna hurt her feelings. As a matter of fact, she didn't even send the message to me. Somebody shared it with me. But in the end, you know, it was just like, you know, it's, yeah, it's because she was like, a bunch of 40-year-old people that are immature, this is that. Well, yeah, we admit that. In fact, we go by the title of phone losers.
That's guys. That's guys in general. They never grow up.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, and I've talked about this before, I don't think this is any different than stand-up comedy. This is just a niche of stand-up comedy. And so, you know, it's improv comedy. You know what I mean? So it really is just a niche of that. So really, there isn't a spot where it's too old. Fuck, I mean, Jim Florentine was fucking hilarious, and he's like 50 or something by now.
Oh, shit.
So, anyways, let's keep rolling with...
Cut me.
Let's keep rolling with that fucking hotel again. Alright.
I know you guys are probably not going to know who this is, but do you know who Mancow is?
Yeah, we know Mancow. I know Mancow.
He used to do phone scams, and they just were hilarious.
Were they? I don't personally like Mancow, but I never heard that, so he could be funny. I just didn't like him as a radio personality and his stupid show and stuff like that. His TV show that he did with his brother and Guns God and...
Now it's crap. Now he's crap. But when he was on Q101, he was the best.
I listen to these days. I mean, there's been two radio shows I've ever been into, and it used to be Stern.
Yeah.
You know, Stern was around, and I still think Stern's hilarious. I just don't have satellite radio, so I don't listen to it. Him and his people are wrong. Satellite radio is not the radio of tomorrow.
I had somebody send me a request, Jacetown or something.
Okay.
He wants us to call an old buddy. Apparently he has OCD, and he talks British, and he's odd, and he said he's got bad OCD, he's 28, worked like 2 weeks, he sells cars that his dad buys, and he says the other week he was complaining that his brother has been jacking off on the dinner plates and posting them on YouPorn. And I have the number, and I would kind of like to speak to this guy, see what his fucking problem is.
Let's do that. And then the other show that I listen to, I don't know if anybody really knows of it, but the Free Beer and Hot Wing show, which is a syndicated radio show that's, they got a lot of stations they're in now, but they have had, there's a guy on there who, because they have a lot of access to like celebrities. You know, really? Because it's a radio show. And so this is kind of what inspired me to start going after authors and celebrities, because they have three different prank bits that were funny. They had one where they had this guy who was, I forget the name he'd go by, but it was like this guy, he didn't know, you know, he was a radio guy and he was dumb as shit and he'd always get things wrong. They'd get celebrities on there and they'd always piss him off. That one was funny. But the one I think is one of the best they ever did, because they always have interns. They call it an intern view, and all of a sudden, so their intern wouldn't know what was about to happen. They'd be like, hey, come here. And then they're like, oh, shit, it's intern view time. They throw you in a room. They dial the number. They throw down a piece of paper of who you're about to talk to. And you got to remember, interns suck at being on the radio because they haven't done it much. So it becomes hilarious and very uncomfortable. But their method of getting celebrities on is what I use to start trying to get authors, and what I'm going to use in the future to actually try to get some celebrities on here to prank.
That would be awesome.
It will happen. I haven't set up for it yet, but it will. They might not be big name celebrities, but.
Right.
Where's that number?
It's in the towards the bottom of the chat.
All right, I see. Justin.
Yeah, he's the one who requested it.
Okay. And if
I'm going to act like I'm calling about his Craigslist ad. And okay. Go through a few things, and then I'm going to confront him about jacking off on the dinner plates.
Okay.
Or no, his brother beating
Hello,
off.
This is William. Unfortunately, I missed your call.
Oh, so well, William has his phone off, so that's not going to happen.
All right, we'll die one more time, see what happens.
Hello, this is William. All right. Unfortunately, I missed your call.
Back to the hotels.
Yep, back to the hotel.
Alright.
I like the hotels. I like accusing them of running a lot of porn and telling them they can't rent anymore. They've, like, reached the maximum credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them if they want to order another one, they got to pay.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now.
They got to bring the balance to zero.
115. Let's see.
I'll transfer you now.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance.
I don't have to press pound, but I like to because it keeps your
numbers. I'll transfer you now.
Let's see, what you hit last. What room? Hi, this is Matt from the front desk. This is room 117, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're having an issue. There's been some complaints with a lot of people going in and out of your room. How many visitors have you had? I guess they're different people. How many visitors have you had tonight in the last 4 hours?
Two people right here in my apartment. In my room.
How many?
Two people.
Two people? And have you had have you had any other visitors, like people coming and going?
In my room?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because the complaints I was getting, it's over the last 4 hours, so it's probably, I believe that you're sleeping now, but previously to this, did you have, here was the issue. They said that there was people, basically one of your neighbors was spying on you through the peephole, and they said they were seeing several people show up, go into a room, and then they would come out with children.
Are you trafficking
children by any, I mean?
No,
you can be honest with me. I wouldn't kick you out, but I'll have to charge you for, you know, all the extra people you have in there. So if you're trafficking children, we just need to know so we know how to bill you correctly.
No, I'm not here. Leave me in
the
program, okay?
No, but I just can't end this. I actually have to fill out this paperwork to when a complaint's made. There's a procedure where I have to go through a format of questions, so if you could just answer these questions and then I can let you go back to sleep.
Okay.
So there hasn't been any maybe they were dogs, maybe they were just not seeing very well. Were there any kind of pets? Are you trafficking pets?
In my room?
Yeah.
No.
Scarecrows?
No.
And they could have looked like people? Oh, are you a doll maker?
Yeah, this is mini mover truck. Maybe mini mover driver. It's my truck. I'm sleeping right now. I don't know what happened.
Okay. When you were sleeping, because here's part of the complaint, too. They said there was actually a group of circus folk that actually walked into the room. They went in there. Yeah, a whole group of circus people. They went into your room, and they did like a transformation. You know, then they walked out and they were doing cartwheels and they did like a trapeze act.
And I don't know, maybe outside. I don't know, but
maybe you were sleeping. So you didn't hear the lion? There was a lion that roared.
Let me check over there because I don't know. Let me check.
Okay. Don't forget to ask if they heard the lion roar. That'll be pretty key. There's some very important details that I have to fill out this form with.
Is he fucking checking for a lion?
No, he's asking his friends.
Hello?
Yes.
There's nobody outside, nothing, everything, nothing outside.
Okay. All right. Earlier, Chris Tucker was seen walking into your room. You know Chris Tucker, the actor? He was seen walking into your room, him and Carlos Mencia, Ned Holstein.
Carlos Mencia?
Yeah, him and Chris Tucker were seen walking into your room, and only Tucker walked out. Is there a guy in there named Carlos Mencia, or he could go by Ned Holstein, because that's his real name, before he went and stole Bill Cosby's act and changed it to Mexicans?
No, it's only I hear only my helper is Samuel Avila. My room is Just sleeping.
Okay. And so nobody's there is named Carlos Mencia or Ned Holstein?
No.
Is there any way to look under the bed or something? Because this person directly said they seen Chris Tucker and Carlos Mencia walk into that room and only Tucker left. So I just have to be absolutely sure that it's only you and two other people, because if Carlos Mencia is standing there, I have to charge you.
In my apartment?
Yes.
My room?
Yes, could you look under the bed?
No. Sorry, Mr. I need to leave early in the morning tomorrow. I need to sleep, man. I don't know what happened, but if you come in here, please check my room. I need to sleep, man. I want to drive it in the morning.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wish I could just take your word for it, but I think we're going to have to go ahead and send the security SWAT team up there. That means it's going to be like about 19 different security guys are going to have to come in there just to make sure that you are not lying about
it. Yes, please, because I need to sleep. I need to drive in the morning.
So what we would like you to do is just go ahead and, because they'll let themselves in, I need you to stand up, and I need you to make sure you disrobed down to just your underwear and put your hands on the wall while they do their search. So if you could just go ahead and wake up your compadres and get up against the wall and wait for the security, I would appreciate that.
Okay,
so go up against the wall. Don't forget to get down to your underwear, just so they know that you're not going to pull a switchblade, and then just wait, and security will come in.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
No.
I don't know. In the end, he didn't believe me.
Hey, you're asking about the lion. He said, maybe I was high.
I don't know. Let me try another one of these. All right. I'm going to just be a jerk. I'm going to go sloth style.
Evil ideas. We don't need a Mexican standoff.
Is that what he's calling what I was doing? Making him do
it. Yeah, he told him so he knows he's not pulling a switchblade. So we don't need a Mexican standoff.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension.
Are you written pornographic material?
I'll transfer you now.
They've been using too much toilet papers. We have cameras in the bathroom.
I like it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt from the front desk. This is room 118, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I have some guests down here that they want to come up to your room, and I told them it was kind of late, so I wanted to get permission. It's several women that, to be honest with you, are kind of scantily dressed. They are requesting to go up to your room. They're saying they you ordered them.
No, I didn't. What's their name?
There's Cammy, Jill, and then Becky.
No.
Okay. Well, I told them.
I both have my ex and my daughter, but they never came, so those aren't two.
Okay. Well, they're telling me that their services have already been paid for, and they just wanted to come up, and so.
No. I don't know who did. No.
Well, hold on. Let me get away from them for a second. Hey, I think they're ladies of the night. I mean, dude, they're free. It sounds like somebody paid for them already. You want me to send them up?
No, I'm tired.
Matt, the girls just took off. They're heading that way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Up. They're walking over there. They're gonna be to your door in a second. Yeah. Up. I don't know. I don't have fucking ideas. What am I, smart?
I want to do one.
Okay.
Who says no to a bunch of paid-for prostitutes?
That's why I broke it right down for him.
She should have been like, sir, they're very classy. They're not your yeah. typical streetwalker.
Except for Becky, she's really fat.
Now, or dial zero for assistance.
You want me to turn Becky away?
If you don't want to partake, do you mind if I do?
Yeah. 119.
You can have sloppy seconds.
With the cracker yes,
sir.
Ideas.
Sir, it's, a Becky, it's Becky with an I, so you know she's good. What room?
Yeah, if you got ideas.
Cracker has
119. If you got ideas, if you want to jump in, Cracker, feel free. Anybody can jump in. And we got to get Effie on a couple more of these so he starts feeling confident.
Hello? Hello? 119, hello? Report.
This is Matt from the front desk. 119. What's your status?
This is what I'm talking about. 119 playing fucking games. I went up there and knocked on his door, told him to turn the fucking noise down.
We need a readiness status, 119.
Smelled that marijuana smoke coming from his room, too. Yeah.
It's okay. We can go. Just kick the door in.
I'm going to get the cops up here.
Yeah, we're just going to get the door kicked in.
Bullshit.
Right, they don't want to talk.
If they were listening, they got a surprise coming.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck? Somebody's going to get the door in? All right. Either that or they're already talking to their neighbor.
I want to tell somebody about the camera situation in our bathrooms.
120. Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial.
All right. You do the camera or the camera bathroom.
I'll transfer you now.
What's this? 120.
Oh, you got a Dropbox. Yes, 120.
Go.
Good evening. This is room 120.
It is.
Hi, this is Matt from the front desk. I was calling with a few complaints that some of our other patrons have lodged against the room that you're staying in.
They did what?
They've been lodging some complaints about excessive noise.
It's not for me, sir. I've been asleep. There is noise down here, but it's upstairs is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they
you're welcome to come over. You just woke me up. I ain't no noise.
I'm sorry. I mean, I saw you were... You were sleeping. I looked at the camera.
You looked at the camera for what?
To see what your status was. Okay. I'm looking at you on the phone right now.
Okay. Well, peace.
Well.
No, I've been sleeping.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I also looked at the cameras in the bathroom. You're using way too much toilet tissue. So you need to back that off just a little bit. Pinch it off just a little earlier.
Excuse me, sir, but I haven't used any toilet paper.
Sir,
I haven't went to the bathroom.
I looked at the bathroom camera.
Okay, well, then, would you like me to... Do you know what I mean?
Sir, I can personally identify what your butthole looks like.
Okay.
So, I also need to tell you, you need to eat some more protein. That thing's looking a little weak.
Okay.
So, and also, you might want to get some of those...
Yeah, there's no noise. There's no noise.
You might want to get some more of those extends, too, because the captain... Looking a little short. But I would really appreciate it if you just kept it down so the other people could
sleep.
There's
no noise coming for me, sir.
Sir, I don't want your attitude. I'm trying to do my job. You're running off like you're full of piss and vinegar. I mean, really?
Okay.
Really, sir? At
all
your
right.
age?
Is there anything else,
at
sir?
Your age? At your age?
Is there
sir.
Anything else, sir?
Well, I mean, if you want
to, woke me up
you...
and I work. I work. Listen, I work. I work from sun up to sundown, and you just woke me up, and I'm not real happy. Okay.
Well, you know what? I was in the office. I was in the office sleeping until I got complaints about
you
masturbating in your room and making loud grunting noise.
Hey, Arby.
Hey, guys.
Hi, fella.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Arby. You're on with a fan. Effie said he found this place because he listened to you.
Yeah, I heard.
So, Effie?
You don't have to tell me. I was listening. God
tell
damn
him,
it.
Tell him how great he is, Effie. Do it now. He loves it when people just tell him he's so great.
I don't think he does, but he's good at what he does. I can say that much.
Oh, F.A. My face is turning red.
All you gotta do is waste 20 years of your life and you can be as good, too.
Hey, I already am anyway, so what does it matter now? What does it matter a couple more years?
There you go. That's a good theory. I'm just kidding. He didn't waste 20 years. I just
sure
wanted
I did.
To say that.
I'm okay with that.
I know. All right.
Well, speaking of that, though, I'm just calling in to announce my retirement. So I won't be doing shows or pranks anymore.
No!
Our show with Liz last night, that was the last one.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Bummer.
I'm still going through your archives on YouTube.
Oh, see, there's years of archives. You don't really need new stuff at
all. 20 years. 20 years worth. Yep. Should take you about 20 years to get through it all.
I'm thinking I might find a girlfriend.
Yeah. He's gonna go into radio. That's what's happening.
Bitches are overrated.
No,
masturbation's where it's at.
What it
your
is,
hand knows what you like.
See, here's what it is Arby's gonna retire because when prank, and I can tell you where he's gonna go, because when prankers get old and they want to retire and not really do pranks but still do shows, they go to the KDK show.
Oh, I thought they went on tour with Carrot Top.
You know, like Carlos. KDK.
Me and Carlos and Katie K.
Yep. They're going to talk about how things were in the 80s and how these goddamn phones these days don't have buttons.
Going to tell you all about high school and drugs.
Yeah.
And our yam bags.
Yep. Tomorrow they have a 3-hour segment to talk about how the Nielsen family ratings have changed, how the system's changed versus how it used to be. So that's going to be a 3-hour conversation. So tune in tomorrow for that segment.
Nielsen's
I don't know why
sucks.
I kick Katie K's ass every time about the fucking Nielsen family, because he was, I've been doing prank phone calls this long, and people call in, I want you to do a prank phone call. Nope, not doing prank phone calls tonight, and starts talking about the goddamn Nielsen family in the 80s and how he used to be in one. What the fuck are you doing? But all I can do is say, thank you, Katie K, you inspired me to make a prank about Nielsen calls.
I didn't know he inspired that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was when you tuned into him. Do you remember that shit? It was like last year or something.
Let's see what KDK is doing.
Yeah, you tuned into him, and then people started messaging him and asking me, nope, if you're listening, if you're calling in to listen to prank phone calls, I recommend you to go to the Madhouse. They're doing some prank phone calls tonight. Tonight I will not be doing prank. Then what are you doing? I mean, maybe he has something interesting to say. Maybe I'm just being really judgmental here. But the next thing he jumped into was a 5-minute conversation about fucking how he used to be in the Nielsen family in the 80s.
Tonight on the Prank Call Show, we will have some smooth jazz for you to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Come on. No, it's grungy early 90s. whatever, the Ramones.
We're going to play some Chuck Mangione for you.
The Ramones, the Dickies, and then everything else that sounds like the Ramones and the Dickies. For 5 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you got something called KDKPrankShow.com and claim to be doing the pranks the longest, then you probably shouldn't go on the air and not do pranks.
Well, even better is when we get those pranks that like cross the line a little bit. We're like, oh, yeah, we're from KDKPrankCalls.com.
Dude, he's probably gotten really popular in the last year, because I blame it on him every time.
really popular with the police.
He has 6 warrants. He's wanted for questioning in several states.
That's what I thought happened to fucking Turbo the other night when he abruptly ended his show. He's like, I gotta end the show, and like he just fucking gone.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, Turbo? But he was yelling really, really loud, and I figured the neighbors had called the cops, and that he had some visitors at the door.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is the end of RBCP's prank phone calls, and here's the problem is I only do this because I'm trying to impress him, so now he's done. I'm done, too, so...
No!
See, I found this place through RBCP, too, but I never gave him any credit.
Thanks, Ken.
From those Taco Bell drive-through fucking videos and shit.
No,
I used to love watching. I still watch them from time to time.
I don't know if Iron Man remembers this, but I found this because of him too. Because I just started jumping on his message boards on PLA and going, "Who wants to do a phone mobbing with me?" Back in last February, not this February, but the previous one, because I was getting really bored in life and I was running out of friends and shit like that. And I was like, "Man, maybe I should try to do a phone mobbing like I have up on my YouTube." And so I started leaving messages there, and he leaves a message, "Yeah, really nobody comes here anymore. If you want to, if you want the Elks, go ahead and spread the word around." And then my buddy found out where you're spreading the word around, which was Madhouse. And then boom.
You ever watch his Wendy's like takeover videos and shit?
Oh god, they're brilliant, dude.
People are sitting there, he sits there, calls someone a bitch, and she starts flipping out. And I think that was in Michigan when you did that one.
Yeah, that was in Detroit.
Yep.
I'm gonna
whoop their ass.
We were actually getting kind of afraid because she was right there. She's like looking kind of toward us. We were in a parking spot.
I think my favorite one was when, I don't know what you guys did, but you basically, you know, you either had a big antenna or did something to jump the signal or something, and so you're able to do it off site. And the fucking manager's walking around looking for, you know, somebody who has to be around because he was smart enough to realize that, you know, these things only have so much frequency. You know, so he was thinking somebody had a headset or something.
Yeah.
And he's fucking marching around looking. So, and really, the video kept, because you were in a car, and the video kept cutting to other people who were sitting around fucking laughing and doing it that were, I don't know, miles away, or I don't know, maybe they're close.
They were like on my deck about a half mile away.
Did you ever get that video of that asshole going crazy at that Walmart?
No, I'm never going to get it.
About his pink shirt or whatever he had.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
I mentioned this earlier to you guys, but I don't think we were on the air yet, but I invited Arby because I'm going on vacation in 7 weeks, going up to Mackinac again, and I invited him to do a show at some point, and where I will sit and feed him places to sit and prank while I'll record. And last year it worked out pretty good. I just wasn't there to record it, but there's some really good shit because, well, you've been to Mackinac, Dwight, so you know how, like, tight that area is. Like, I literally can walk a goddamn mile and there's 70 businesses because it's just like a really tight tourist trap. And so I think it'll be fucking hilarious to see who we can fuck with and what business we can get mad at what business. And
yeah, I'm up for it. Maybe we can all do it, you know, do a show around it.
Yeah, and I'm sure my wife won't care because our hotel's within walking distance. I'll just, you know, maybe if her and the kids are taking a nap, I'll just cut out. So it'd probably have to be during the day. But, I mean, it's not a big deal. It'll be like, I imagine a lot of people will still be around. You do day shows anyway, so who cares, right? So, because it'll be probably the second or the third. We can even do it on the fourth if people are available, but I don't know. The fourth is kind of a tough
holiday. Goddamn cactus is bitching that we're KDKing it up.
Hey, yep. We all retired, motherfucker. Didn't you just hear us?
No more pranks on this show.
Yeah. I hear KDK's doing some pranks or something. Go listen to him. Okay, let's do some other calls.
Yeah, we'll call that hotel back.
I really did retire, except for he's going to come back in 7 weeks and do a show. So.
No. day show is the best.
Oh, I love his day show. It makes me at work almost cry. Oh, by the way, your church show, best I've heard in a long time. When I was listening last night? Yeah, because you're right. It only works really good kind of in the evening. Not too late, but not too early. And, dude, I was fucking dying.
Anything with Liz is just golden.
Yeah, my buddy had asked, he was like, "Who's that lady?" And I said, "That's Liz." I said, because she used to be on a phone show or something, right?
No, she's never really on a show or anything. She just used to hang out in Tiny Chat with us a lot. And
okay.
She instigated a lot of stuff. She worked, like, really close with Polkja a couple years ago.
Okay. So she's a good idea person and good calls, too.
Yeah, she does really good calls. She just doesn't do a lot of them.
We went on, or Sloth did a show right after RBCP, and he started calling those church people. I can't remember who was on that had the voice changer. I think it was General Awesome. And he's sitting there doing, doing the Satan voice. He's like, you're going to hell with me, you know? Who is that?
I like to say, I like the demon farts. Demon farts was stupid. That was like, mostly because that lady was like, what is that noise? She wasn't understanding any of that.
I guess Jag TV did some today, too. I missed it, but I'm going to listen to his show reel. I want to hear his church calls. He got, like, busted or something.
Really?
Church call. Yeah. Like they've warned all the people in their church about the calls.
Apparently that doesn't matter, because there's a lot of these fucking things out there. I've received Sunday. Three today.
Sunday, yeah, they're going to do a sermon. They're going to fucking warn everybody.
Yeah, I would love to get a recording of that. If any of you live in Pennsylvania,
just visit the church.
Go to church.
Yeah.
And the pastor will eye you suspiciously, wondering if you're one of the sex offenders that was bust in.
All right, let's call the hotel. All
right, let's do some more hotels.
Hey, can I tell you an amazing church prank I've always wanted to do? It would be really easy. I just don't have the radio equipment. They all use those wireless mics, and they're on an open frequency. You could get on a ham radio on a Yaesu and talk over the pastor during his church sermon.
Dude,
like you could drown him out.
Let's do some stuff like that. I'm down.
I can just imagine like sitting in the church and then somebody's outside. Satan commands you to come to the dark side.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Or just start letting out. First you got to go at it light. Like as he's talking, all of a sudden just let like a fart noise through. And everybody, even though he'll be like, "What was that noise?" Everybody will be like, "Did he just fucking fart?"
Or how about this is a message from God, just to let you all know the second coming is beginning now.
You mean the rapture?
Yeah, the rapture. Whatever.
Some shit. We're gonna go ahead and pass the plates around now. My fucking car payment's due.
Here's everybody
on the floor. Give me your money.
All right. Here's. All right. This is kind of off the show. I guess would be off the show kind of talk, but we'll just do it on the show. This is the best way to do that, because we could stick a mole in there to record it, right, and make it funny, but ultimately we gotta look for churches that broadcast live on television and then fucking do that to their mics, because then we can sit and fucking record it without it being like, hey, who's that new guy over there?
Yeah, well, as long as somebody that goes in doesn't mind being fucking mind-raped by about 20 people coming in. Oh, are you a member of our church? Oh, you want to be a member? Come over here. Let me fucking baptize you.
That's my point. Plus, it's going to be hard for you. I mean, you need some undercover camera equipment. You're not going to be able to just hold up your phone and record. But there's plenty of them. There's like several black churches in my area that do live broadcasting. So all we gotta do is find some of those, and then, I guess then it's a matter of fucking driving somewhere where
holy rollers,
where you could park and really make that work. But how do you? Because they use wireless mics, right? Is that what you're kind of saying? What you do is you basically have some kind of unit that'd be more powerful than their,
which is anything.
Go to the Pentecostal church if you want to see some comedy when they start speaking in tongue.
Dude, I've actually thought about
this.
That's
what I grew up in.
Yeah, I remember going to, I am not religious at all, right? I just don't believe it. But if I had to go to a church, I think I would go to one of those churches because I've been to them a few times. Holy shit, is that entertaining. I was barked at by a black man. At the time, I was sad. I was like 17. I was sad about a girl that had been dumped me a couple of times, and they were like, anybody got emotional scars? Anybody got physical? We'll heal you, right? Because they're all like, they'll do healings on the spot at those type of churches. And I raised my hand, and we went there to go watch a play, right? Because somebody's cousin was in there, and so I raised my hand, and dude, they started fucking healing me, and this black man who looked like a pimp from the 70s. He literally looked like a pimp.
Why you gotta say he's black? You got a problem
because
with
he
just the hip hop guy.
Black?
Now I just feel like a racist. No, but he was in my face, like literally, like next to my face, on the side of me, going, I can't do it loud, but rough, 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 rough.
DMX was at the fucking church.
Yeah, dude, and you would have didn't. Yeah, at the time I didn't know who DMX was, but yeah, exactly. This is what he was doing to the side of my face, and I'm sitting here trying not to laugh at him because I'm like blown away by his fucking bravery of getting up in somebody's face and barking like a dog while the other guy's saying stuff. But yeah, and I went to another one where It's almost like hypnosis is the way that, you know, that same suggestion before we get started, like the pastor was going, all right, some of you are going to feel Jesus get in you, and some of you might just start to feel it and need to raise your hands. Other you might feel like you need to get up and run around, you know. So he's trying to say this is what you might be doing, right? So it's kind of suggestion. And then the people are going apeshit, and people were getting exercised right in front of me, and it was like amazing. And I was like, dude, as a prank, you could get up and literally just start running around and like flipping shit over and jumping around and just blaming it on Jesus being in your system.
Bust out some windows and dude, TV.
Yeah.
Oh, you're possessed by the
devil.
Dude,
because there was people running around and just, like, flopping onto shit and fucking falling over and other people getting exercised and, like, they're like, demon, leave them. And they're like, no, I will not leave. You know, like, dude, it was like that Bill, what's that dude's last name? But he's a famous exorcism guy, but Bill something. But anyways, it was like that. It was like that kind of. So was that kind of the church you went to where exorcisms would happen in front of you?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I wouldn't say exorcisms, but yeah, people got pretty crazy and danced and screamed and talked in tongues.
Talked in tongues, yeah. So I was thinking it would be fucking hilarious if we somehow brought in some camera equipment. I thought about this one 15 years ago or 10 years ago or something, but how funny it'd be to bring in some cameras, bring in a crew of people, kind of spread everybody around, right? And then literally bring in somebody who's going to take it too far.
Everybody's talking in tongues. You get the one asshole that starts rapping. If you a scared motherfucker, go to church. Just throw his hands around and shit.
or somebody get some of those fucking contacts that make your eyes look crazy, and have somebody pop them in. Like as everybody's flipping out, pop them in, and have that person start running around going. Dude, there's so many things you could do because they literally buy the illusion that is happening in front of them, which is like the Holy Spirit of God is, you know, and I'm not knocking anybody if you believe in it, but the Holy Spirit of God is, you know, touching and, you know, pushing demons out of people and shit right here in front of us like it's a magical fucking time, right? And so who knows what you could get away with. Could you imagine literally if you're just like, you can't have me, and then flip over the fucking pew? I think they wouldn't call the cops. Not as long as you were healed by the end, right?
You can call that hotel back. 108 needs to be spoken to.
Arby, what happened to Stacy?
Huh? What?
What happened to Stacy?
Oh, she's, I don't know. She comes on Facebook from time to time, but she just got a job and.
She pops in and out. I occasionally she does a show, and those are usually pretty funny because she's
a company man.
Dude, she so knows how to be rude.
She'll show up like 4 months from now, and she'll start complaining to everybody that I never do shows with her.
Yes,
anymore,
that's what happens.
I'm never around.
Yeah, but those shows—it's always good when you guys do a show because she is so quick to be so rude, but in this like really like passive aggressive style.
yeah. She's a lot of fun.
Well, then you don't gotta be a bitch. What? it's always totally uncalled for. We got a pretty good crew, I'd say. Well, I guess it isn't really like my crew. It's more like the people who rotate around Arby, but... All right, let's go ahead and call that place back.
Bill in 108 wants to talk to you.
I'm gonna leave that guy alone. I'm gonna call a different one.
Why not? Because I guarantee he called the front desk.
We're calling two. Wait, who would be above?
Calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0.
We're calling 212 because they're right above where everybody was saying that shit was happening for real. I feel obligated to go ahead and take care of this now because we messed with these people and I feel bad for them.
I'll transfer you now.
I'll fucking take care of it. 112 says there's lots of squeaking and shit, like somebody's fucking on a bed.
You want it or me?
I'll do it real quick.
Okay. I'll be the assistant manager.
Hello?
Hello, is this room 212?
Yes.
Ah, good evening. This is Matt from the front desk. Currently, we've been getting some complaints from other guests in the hotel that there's excessive noise emitting from your room.
Well, I just have a TV on.
They weren't saying TV. It sounds like you were basically stomping and walking around in an angrily fashion.
Well, no, I just got up to answer the phone. I just went and got some ice earlier tonight. Do you need me to come down?
Well, I would feel safer speaking to you over the phone first.
Well, it's not me. I don't know who that is.
I want to tell you the complaints, and I would feel more comfortable talking over the phone than in person.
No, I'll calm down because
the complaint is that basically it sounds like loud squeaking, like you were vigorously masturbating on your bed.
My bed.
Hey, Matt, this is Ted. Let me go ahead and talk to him.
What's up, Ted?
This is Ted. I'm actually the assistant manager down here. I wouldn't mind you coming to the desk, but could you do us a favor? Can you also unplug that phone and bring it with you? Because I can only hear like every third or fourth word you're saying.
You can't hear?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, that's the TV.
No, I can't. I could hear only... I couldn't quite hear you, sir. There's something wrong with your phone.
Okay,
I want to replace
right
your phone. Bring your phone. Are you going to bring your phone? Unhook your phone and bring it down, and we'll replace it. So then at least you have a working phone.
Yeah, because I heard noise, too, but I never complained. And I've lived here before.
Which room do you think it's coming from?
Well, I heard it right next door to me, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to say anything. But
that's
I
fine.
Have my TV on my radio.
Well, sir, we know...
I got it turned down now.
The people in 213, we know about them. We got some black folks staying in there, and they're animal people.
Oh, next door.
Yeah. If you could, but so you're gonna come down. We just wanna.
Yeah.
You know, don't wear pants and make sure you bring the phone. God damn it!
Told about the fucking Mongolian people next door.
No, he went. He went. Yeah.
Next door. Sure.
He definitely wasn't sure how to respond to your black comment.
Well, the only reason I said
it
is because he sounded black, so I just wanted to push his button a little bit. We got those fucking Mongoloids next door.
214?
Hey,
let's do that.
Now you got to call the front desk of the corporate office and keep them on the phone long enough for them to show up.
Can we get to the front desk? Let's try that.
Just a thought.
You probably just hit zero.
Hold on. I'm going to try really fast. Hold on. I'm going to tell him I'm coming down and I'm bringing my phone. I'm going to talk like him. He was 212, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0. I'll transfer you now.
I got this one.
Go to Infinite.
Hi, this is Lifesaw from room 212.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my phone down there. It isn't working right, so I'm unplugging it. I'm going to bring it down to you guys, and I need you guys to give me another phone, okay?
212?
Yeah, I'm on my way down. I unhooked the phone. I'm going to bring it down there, and then you guys give me a different phone, okay?
I have them right now, just so...
Yeah, but I'm bringing it down there, and I'm not going to wear any pants, so I'll be down in just a minute. French fried potatoes.
I have the extra phone that I have in the front office, sir.
What you got in there that good to eat?
What happened?
All right, I'm bringing my phone down, and you're going to give me another phone, okay?
I have no extra phone right now, sir.
I killed Miller Gibson with a lawnmower blade.
I give it tomorrow morning.
Okay, but I'm bringing it now, and then you're going to give me your cell phone, okay?
Cell phone?
Yeah, I'm going to bring you this phone, and then you give me your cell phone until tomorrow, okay? So I'm on my way.
You want the cell phone? Yeah, what are your phone?
I'm bringing the wall phone, you know, the one for the room. I'm bringing it down. It's broken. And then since you don't have another phone for me, I'll use your cell phone. Okay.
I no give you the cell phone, sir, and I give no right now the any phone, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll just use your cell phone then. Thanks. I'll be down in just a minute with my phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then get me some French fried potatoes.
I was about to say, before you said that, I was like, he sounds like fucking Billy Bob. Me get some of them French fried potatoes.
I realized that when I started talking, but that guy sounded like that, you know, that... really dark and, you know, like crackly voice bullshit. So anyways, that should be weird. If that guy brings his phone down.
Well, I heard the door chime when you were on the phone.
I don't give you cell phone. What? I don't give you cell phone.
Call him back real quick, and I'll pretend to be someone else to see if we can get that guy on the, or hear that guy talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Just say, yeah, say, I seen a guy with no pants bringing a phone, walking around with a phone. Is he supposed to be here? Hold on. Where the fuck is his number? Oh, a lot of people are typing. Everybody must have been talking to me. There it is.
Thank you for calling. I'll transfer you now.
Say it's Bill from 108.
I was gonna.
Hello, Dwayne Fendez.
Yeah, hello. This is Bill. I'm in room 108.
Uh-huh.
All right. I got a little bit of a problem here. I'm out of toilet tissue.
You need the toilet tissue?
Yeah, I'm completely out, and I'm sitting on the toilet right now, and this is kind of an emergency. So do you have someone that can run some up to me? Because I can't break away from the situation I got going on here.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I got mud butt and I have no toilet paper.
You need the toilet paper?
I need the toilet paper ASAP, but I can't come down to get it. I'm stuck on this toilet.
You're stuck in the toilet?
No, I'm stuck sitting on the toilet. If I can't get up because I have nothing to wipe my butt with. That's why I was saying I need someone to bring me some toilet paper.
You come to the front office and pick up the toilet paper.
I can't come to the front desk.
I don't have any toilet paper.
I just you did number two. I have nothing to wipe with. I cannot walk down to the front office like that.
You know, walk down to the outside, sir.
Sir, I need you to come to my room and bring me some toilet tissue.
I know, come out the front office outside tonight.
Sir, do you want me to walk down there with an ass full of shit smelling like you? Is that what you want? You want me to walk down there smelling like a dirty Indian? Where's Matt? Matt would have taken better care of me.
Huh?
Where's Matt?
Matt is asleep right now. He's not here.
Matt would have taken better care of me. You're an asshole.
He's not here right now.
You're an asshole motherfucker.
Huh?
You bonchode.
What is that?
Bonchode. You matachode. You got that?
No.
Bonchode? Motherfucker. You're a dirty asshole.
So you want the toilet paper? You come front office and pick up the toilet paper.
Yeah, no, you come front of me, son of an owl.
No, come out the front office, sir, like night time.
Son of an owl.
Okay.
You are not the blood of your father. Bring me toilet paper or I will shit in your hallway.
Okay, I'll not give you the toilet paper.
I'm going to come in there and shit in your lobby. 108, motherfucker.
Yeah, come here, front office, okay.
I'll come front of you and shit on that desk.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to call corporate. God, fuck that guy.
Goofy.
I was trying to get him to wake Bill up again by bringing him some shit paper, but...
All right.
Non-compassionate motherfucker. So I have to walk with my clean underwear stuck up my ass. It'll no longer be clean because all this right. Motherfucker...
All right, Effie?
What?
Thank you for calling.
I'm gonna dial a number, and that's for you.
Zero for assistance.
Are you scared to succeed? Or are you scared of failing... to succeed?
Both.
No, Oh, boy, I never heard of that answer before. Stupid business bullshit.
If you talk to that guy, call him Rundi. According to Polaris. Or Brundi.
If he messes up, kick him from the call.
Yeah, this is kind of like getting jumped into the crypts.
Thanks. Don't answer, don't answer.
If Ice Goose was here, he'd say you'd get fucked into the fat game.
It's either this or you get sexed in. Your choice.
Thank you for calling.
Join the faggot game.
Now, we're now zero for you guys' club.
Hey, hit zero real quick.
No, I'm going to...
I'm going to call this guy a Brundi real quick.
You call him back. All right. There's a whole list of these numbers, so somebody's going to answer, Effie. Just get ready.
I'll transfer you now.
Just say you're the front desk and then call him a motherfucker and just roll with it. Just don't stop talking.
Oh, okay.
Only, unless they start yelling, then stop while we laugh.
Don't stop believing. Just real quick, hit zero. Apparently, calling him Brundi means a real dirty prostitute.
Now or dial zero. Okay. I'll transfer you now.
And then we can call Rouge. Polaris informed me that Brundi means a real dirty prostitute.
Hello, in front desk.
Yes, how are you? Is this Brundi?
Huh?
Brundi?
Hello, in front desk.
Yes. Are you Are you Brundi? You marachold motherfucker.
Curry lover.
Yeah, got 30 now.
Yeah, this is still Bill in 108. Where the fuck is my toilet paper? I'm gonna call the owner, motherfucker.
I call the police right now.
I'm gonna call the owner.
Okay.
No, you're not allowed to call the police.
I called the police right now. No, I'm sorry.
Don't call the police.
Police gave you the toilet paper, okay?
Patel, is this you, Patel?
Yeah, police give you the toilet paper.
That's Patel. Not their job.
Yeah. Yeah. That's police's job. Police come here and give you the toilet paper. Okay?
Patel, is that you?
Yeah.
Hello, 911. I need toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, 911, and he gives the police.
All right. Okay. Never mind, Patel. I'll call 911.
No. I called the police right now. No problem. You're talking the bad words, right?
No. Who said bad
words? You're talking the bad words.
Who said bad words?
Bad words, right?
I never said bad words.
No. I called the right now police. No problem.
No problem. I'm calling them on you because you swore.
No, I called the police. No problem.
I'm going to call the police because you called me a cocksucker.
No, I called the police.
I'm calling them first. I'm hanging up. I'm calling him first. Okay, you're going to jail, pal. You're going to jail.
Yeah. You called the jail.
You're a slumlord. You're a slumlord, you motherfucker.
You're talking the bad words for me.
No, I'm calling him.
Yeah. Called right now.
No, I'm calling him. And I'll get a white cop. Okay. And he'll know who to take to jail.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
Yeah, Bill's
I'm
going to
call him. I'm calling him right now. I got him on the other line.
No problem.
I'm calling him.
Yeah, call. No problem.
I'm calling him.
911, what's your emergency?
And then I'm going to piss in your pool.
Okay, so Bill's going to jail.
Apparently the cops are going to come and bring Bill some shipping.
And he's calling me, he's going to say, a guy needs toilet paper and is calling me bad names. He called me Manachot. All right.
Yeah, someone said.
So good job. You wanted to. You wanted
idea,
to do. You wanted to
evil
call
idea
him.
Says name. You better call and warn Bill.
No, I am not.
Thank you for calling. No one complained at the front desk yet.
All right, Effie.
Like Bill, I was just pranking this guy, man. He's fucking sending the cops to your room. You might want to leave.
Bill, if you got any drugs sitting out, hide them. RBCP made his leave. He don't want nothing to do with that anymore. You cross the line, Dwight.
No.
I'm blaming it on Effie.
Thanks.
Alright, hold on. I gotta get another one of these fucking people. We're gonna go back to the first floor.
It must not be that big a full hotel.
Please dial an extension now or dial zero.
Oh, there's that one place, isn't there? That one hotel that was haunted?
I'll transfer you now.
Remember the fucking, we can call that one back too. So we had that floor of people.
But half of them don't even have phones.
But the ones that those people were dead.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial zero for assistance. I'll transfer you now.
Yeah, go ahead, Cracker. You're better at this than I am.
No, you gotta do one. You're held hostage.
Okay.
All you gotta do is try. Nobody's gonna judge you, except for everybody's going to.
It's okay. I got astigmatism.
You want it on, you gotta try at least one.
Sure.
Alright.
As long as you guys keep letting me get on your guys' shows when I can.
This is how everybody got on shows, man. They just started volunteering.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now. People started. Dial zero for assistance.
Oh, shit. Where is it?
I'll be good as you guys pretty soon be able to turn off lights and power on some of the limits and shit.
That's hilarious. Shit. Fuck. Shit. Shit. Oh. I think it was going to the operator. I was too late on that fucking...
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension. I'll transfer you now.
Alright. The Dashy machine is online. Dashy is a genius.
Yeah, he's got his own programming for phone numbers and stuff.
It's amazing what he built.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial zero for assistance. I'll transfer you now.
All these numbers and nobody answers. Fuckers probably just unplugged the phones.
You should ask the front desk if there's any complaints lately.
Yeah, they have one. The police are on the way. For toilet paper and bad words. At first these were working so well too.
Out there this asshole called me and asked for toilet paper.
Hello? Sir or madam? Is that you guys?
No. I think they hung up. But yeah, no, they answered, didn't they?
I heard something.
Yeah, but I fucked it up because they heard me go, "Oh, there's this motherfucker called and asked me for toilet paper."
Pretty much. Alright, we'll try this one, the neighbor. God damn it.
Thank you for calling. Please dial
it. I want you to do one, and I want to try one, so if these people would answer, then we'd be all set. I have an idea, but then I gotta wrap it up soon. I gotta go flower shopping tomorrow at the fucking the garden.
That sucks.
It isn't too bad. Well, it's flowers and plants. It's like a big ass greenhouse. It's that time of year to decorate.
You got a woman for that? No offense or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm married.
Cool.
And we just, every year on Mother's Day, we go to this big ass greenhouse that's like 40 minutes away. And we decorate the yard.
Cool.
I'm going to have to come up to Giad's location there in August and do a show from his house.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance.
We've got to do more phone mobbing.
They're not as easy as they used to be.
How come?
I'll transfer you now.
They just kind of expect it. Here, it's the fucking...
The Blog Talk Radio guys are easy to do.
There you go. You're calling the operator. Tell them there's this guy wandering the hallways with shit on his ass.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
There's this guy running around in the hallways with shit on his ass.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
There's this guy running around the hallways with shit on his ass. Can you call the cops or something?
Huh?
Can you call the cops or something?
No, I'm not calling the cops right now.
So you're just gonna you're just gonna let a guy run around naked all over the hotel?
Somebody call you?
No, I'm seeing this in front of my eyes.
Huh?
I'm seeing this.
Yeah, fuck you, Patel.
Did you hear what he said? He goes, did somebody call you? He's getting complaints. So, oh god, too bad the show isn't in its early stages, or if people do an after show, you can hang on and do it later. Call this number and, you know, and say, yeah, this is so-and-so, and Cracker got to all the numbers where there are people, so you can say, yeah, this is somebody in 224, and why did you guys just call me and say this? That's always fun, too.
Hey, can I talk to the front desk?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Hey, he's unretired, everybody.
Well, no, this will be my last prank. It's ending prank forever.
Okay. He's just gonna...
Oh, wait, which hotel is this?
I forget what it's called. Hold on. It's, I don't know.
Ask them to move their front desk outside.
Cracker knows. Cracker can tell you what it is.
Oh, okay, she told me.
Hold on, I gotta scroll back up for the number. There it is. Okay. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance. I'll transfer you now.
Hello?
Hello, this is James from the corporate office with the Roadway Inn.
Yes.
Were you having some problems there? We've been getting some complaints.
What's the problem?
I'm not sure. They've been complaining, saying there's been phone calls, they've been being harassed. Is there some sort of a problem?
What's the name for the complaint? What's the customer name?
Well, there have been several complaints. So what I'm asking you is, has there been any complaints there at your location tonight?
I have the room, one room's complaint for the toilet paper, and we no go the outside, and he no pick up the here, and he talking with me the bad words.
Oh, bad words. Oh, have you?
Yeah,
have you asked
with me bad words?
Have you asked him to leave the premises? Are you kicking him out?
I no go outside in the give the bad toilet paper, so he pick up here in the front office.
Oh, I see. And were there any complaints about telephones? Someone said that their telephone wasn't working?
Telephone, he guys broke the telephone right now.
What about the telephone?
Phone, telephone.
Did they bring their telephone to the front desk?
No front desk, in the room.
Uh-huh, but
other customer broke my phone,
and he complained for you.
Oh, did he bring his phone to you?
Yeah, not bring the here. He called me that his phone is broke and...
We're showing the person in room 108, his phone is broken. So can you bring your... his name is William. Bill. Could you bring the desk phone to his room? Like, just bring the whole phone system, the switchboard and all, just bring it to his room? Because he needs a new phone.
I not give it right now to anybody the phone, so they know, no desk clerk no go outside the phone.
Yeah, just office. Give him your whole phone. Just close the front office and walk over to his room with your whole phone system. Just bring it all to him.
Broke all the systems?
Yeah, no, just bring him the phone system. The switchboard with all the buttons. Where you need to take that to his room. Unhook it and take it to his room.
No, the system is here, sir.
And the computer? He wants the computer, too.
I have the computer, too.
Yes, disconnect the computer, turn it off, and take it to his room. It's okay, because that... Yes, just take the computer to his room and the phone.
No, connect the computer system, sir. With the
just,
line,
just
a different
unplug
line.
It. Unplug it. And
unplug
do you have
it?
Yes, unplug the computer. Do you have a walkie-talkie?
No walkie-talkie, sir.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a cell phone?
No walkie-talkie.
We're going to have you bring your cell phone to room 110.
Cell phone?
Give him your cell phone.
So my cell phone?
Yeah, listen, I'm just kidding. I'm not really with the corporate office. I've been pranking you.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in Florida.
You in the Florida?
Yeah, the Florida. And you're a banchoed. Tell him, Dwight.
Huh?
You're a banchoed. You are a banchoed.
Matterchoed.
You son of an owl.
That's what you are.
What are you talking about, sir?
I'm saying that you're not the blood of your father.
You're fired. You're fired. Go home.
I'm fired.
Yes, you are fired. No more job for you.
Hotel's closed.
Huh?
Bye.
Close the hotel.
You fired, sir. You fired. No, I'm fired.
No, you're fired.
No, I'm not fired.
You're
not
the one that's
property,
fired.
That's...
No, it's my
not
property.
Your property.
I'm the corporate office.
No, you're not corporate officer.
Yes, I am.
No.
Is there somebody in the lobby right now? Let me talk to them.
No, I give you anybody phone, sir.
No, we got to do the customer survey.
Yeah. The weekly customer survey. Give the customer the phone. I was hoping he'd describe a bunch of hilarious things to us.
Yeah, I know, and then it looks like none of it worked.
Yeah, I just ruined all your pranks.
Yep, it's a lot funner to think that it actually worked.
All for nothing.
I thought he went down there with no pants.
Well, the one guy sounded like he legitimately was going to go down there. He says, do you want me? He was suggesting that he come down there before we ever said anything.
I thought he said someone did come down with the phone, though.
No, I think he said, no, they didn't come down, but they called. I think that's the way I heard him say it when you were asking him.
Yeah, I ruined your show.
No.
Okay, then. Okay, then, bye.
Yep, that was the end of RBCP's legacy.
Bye.
So, it ended on a note of him ruining my show. So, well, I'm going to call it a night. I mean, this show has been below average, but it wasn't horrible. And we made a new friend. Welcome, Effie.
Yeah.
So if you want on again, go for it. And I'm the career starter. They call me the career starter. So if you come on here, next thing you know, boom, 2 months from now, you got your own show and you're doing 12-hour marathons.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long way too long to do pranks. but people do it. That's Turbo. All right. So let's do a quick round of what did you learn? I don't even know if Sloth's listening anymore. Sloth, are you still there? He is not. Dwight, what did you learn today? Alright.
No, I'm here.
Hey. Oh, okay. I was going to think.
No, my fucking mouse died, and I'm trying to recover. Right. What did I learn? I learned that Bill in 108 is a motherfucker.
Ask, what would you learn?
I learned that Bill's going to be in a whole lot of trouble.
I didn't give you any calls tonight, did you?
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. Sometimes when I get too many people on here, you just got to speak up and say you want one. So
that's all right.
Yep. Cracker, what did you learn today? I should have gave you a call, too. I apologize.
That no one reads chats is what I learned.
During my show, I don't often. I don't often. A lot of times you either got to tell me, hey, I sent you a message or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, that's true. I learned that if you're late to the show, then fuck it. Just hang up and come back next week. Because after my audio issues, I was sort of disappointed until we had a couple of good calls. I don't know. I kind of get all bitchy. But I also learned that some funny pranks that Cracker has a whole list of funny prank ideas, and one of the best ones that I was awesome was let me go up to it. Carbon dioxide is the title. Say that the guests have got a carbon dioxide leak, if I'm not mistaken. That's what that one says. I would never do that call. And then tell them to throw their TV out their window to get air. Right? Isn't that what
No, that's not what that meant.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of scanning that. I would never do that one.
No, you have to read it. Okay. That's not what that means.
I don't like to read more than four words, so it's going to be tough.
I'm sorry.
No, there is definitely some good ideas. I was actually hoping to actually get it. The rooms just quit fucking answering because I actually wanted to call as the front desk to inform the one of the rooms that because of the law, I have to inform them if sex offenders move into any rooms next to them. So I was going to say, yeah, 212 has a sex offender. So if they're in 213, 212 has one, 214 has one, 215 has one. Yeah, you're basically surrounded by sex offenders. I thought that would have been pretty funny. And I got that from your idea. So it's a very long list of great ideas. So that's what I learned, is I'm going to steal this, and I'm going to become known as Funny Guy because I stole your ideas. All right.
Oh, I don't care. They're not all my ideas.
I know. Most of them have been done anyways.
Yeah. Like,
they're just waste of reference.
Compilation of everything.
All right. Effie, what did you learn today?
Did I need more work? And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think you learned that all you got to do is ask and you can get on. And that's typically what it takes. People are pretty nice to let people on. Especially my show, I'm usually just a big clusterfuck of ideas. And a lot of times I like to design my prank ideas around having groups of people participate, even if it's only for like 30 seconds at a time, like 60 seconds to love or the call-in radio show and shit like that. So you're welcome back. I like your attitude. You laughed at us when we made fun of you, so... All right. Okay, well, I guess that's the show, everybody. Pretty sure I'll do a show next week. I wasn't sure about this week, so I didn't prep anything. But next week, I'll see if I can come up with a new idea, something fresh off the books, and maybe I'll do another one of those radio ones before I just fucking completely delete all the numbers I have or get sued by the fucking New York Times. Whatever happens first, I suppose. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Masturbation.
Peace out.
Slick Willy.
All right, and here we go with some The Nobodies to represent how I feel about us. We're a bunch of fucking nobodies. Good night, everybody. Good night. Good night and stuff. And good night. Some more. And now the music plays.
pretty. I know.